It's time now for Nemaha Central Thunder Football in the Class 2A State Football Championship in Hutchinson, right here on Kansaland Radio, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Right side hash, far side of the field, shotgun set for Stewart, first and 10. Thought there was some movement up front. The flag isn't thrown. Monahan gets the carry. No, they fake. Throw across the middle of the field. It's picked off at the goal line by Nemaha Central. And they get it on the turnover as Mason Julian, the sophomore, picks it off at the goal line. Drive that started at their own 18. Hike again, no surprise, following his blockers into the end zone for the Nemaha Central PD. Touchdown, Thunder. Now they're on the move. Multiple first downs. Here's a play action. Hike up the middle. Right side angle. Cuts it back left. Gets inside the 10. Pinball his way into the end zone. Touchdown, Nemaha Central. How about the big body putting it on the line? Gets it all 27 yards and a touchdown for Hike. It's second tonight, and it's 13-0 Nemaha Central. It's 7:45 to go in the quarter.
It's time now for the pregame show of Nemaha Central Thunder Football here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Here with the play-by-play coverage is Brandon Tadman.
From Gowan Stadium in Hutchinson, Kansas, it's the Class 2A State Football Championship game. What a time to be alive here in the state of Kansas, as it is a championship football game here tonight under the lights, a chilly late November evening here in Hutch once again. Brandon Tadman with you with the play-by-play. Our studio producer tonight, Captain Kirk Kilman, keeping us locked in and on the air here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Well, we got the two best teams left. There is no doubt about it, as Nemaha Central, after a win over Council Grove last week, 21-6, now an opportunity for a third consecutive state championship. Well, standing in their way is the team that's ranked ahead of them in the rankings, and that's Southeast of Saline. The Trojans are undefeated at 12-0, and last week they had to win it on a touchdown with zero time left on the clock. They were trailing Beloit. Looked like they were going to lose that game, but they get a 25-yard game-winning touchdown as they escape the sub-state round 34-30. And these were the two top teams basically from week three on, and they both were battled, tested more than certainly throughout the playoff runs. But we are excited to bring it to you, as it is once again the top two teams left in Class 2A. Nemaha Central looking for their third consecutive state championship and fourth overall in school history. That first one before that stretch was back in 2019. Southeast of Saline in the state championship for a second time. They won the title in 3A back in 2005. Southeast of Saline, they have not lost a regular season game in 5 years, but yet they have slipped up the last few years in the playoffs, but they did not slip up this time around, and now we get it. Nemaha Central, Southeast of Saline. Our pregame is getting going here after a timeout. You'll hear my conversation with Nemaha Central football coach Michael Glatzik. Thunder going for the three-peats, and we got it going for you. Our pregame continues after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Meet Jason Rodenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Rodenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home. Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Life Care Center of Seneca has a dedicated in-house therapy rehab department that knows the importance of therapy. Our services include physical, occupational, and speech therapy. Life Care Center of Seneca collaborates with your medical team to continue the progress established for your personalized goals. We are available for short-term or long-term therapy services. Please come by and look at our success stories or check us out on Facebook. I'm Mary Pennington, occupational therapist. Life Care Center of Seneca, 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
Hi there, community. Are you ready to make a difference? Now until December 2nd, SBS Insurance, along with your help, will be collecting new socks to help those in our community in need. It's simple. Drop off your donations of new kids or adult socks at your local SBS Insurance office. Remember, a simple pair of socks can make a big difference. Let's spread warmth and kindness this holiday season.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Pregame coverage is off and running here in Hutchinson as we get you set for the Class 2A State Football Championship between Nemaha Central and southeast of Saline. I'm Brandon Tabman here, joined by the Thunder football coach, that is Michael Gladzik. And, Coach, congratulations once again. Obviously, another chance here at a state championship, looking for your third in a row and fourth since 2019 for Nemaha Central. Just a lot of fun watching you guys throughout the course of the year and particularly in the playoffs as well. You know, just take us kind of through the ebbs and flows of this season in general. You know, you lose that opener against Marysville, and obviously you guys have not lost a game since, and the playoffs have been a couple of really good games over the last couple of weeks, certainly fighting through some adversity. But just the 2024 season as a whole, just kind of describe it to us, and what have you seen from your team for the most part?
Some people talk about perfect seasons when they make the state title game, and this season was far from perfect. You know, we had a lot of ups and downs. Battled through a lot of adversity, especially early, in the preseason where we had to fill a lot of question marks, up front, a couple of skill players, and those kids, have done well in those spots. And then, obviously took week one loss, which I know these kids don't like talking about it, but, I think it molded us, I think it made us work harder, in practice, makes us work harder during games week by week, and then the injury part of the season, which everybody has, that, kids took the next man mentality. They took that up, and then some sophomores rolled that we didn't really expect to see this year. The juniors have stepped up in tremendous key roles, which I was excited to see, and obviously that's going to help out for the future. And then I talk about it every week. It's hats off to those four seniors for leading us through kind of the gauntlet of the schedule, gauntlet of the season. Being Big East champs for the first time. And then checking all the postseason marks off. So we got one more to do. Hopefully we can do it.
You talk about the next man up mentality. I want to talk about one of those seniors, and that was one who got hurt early in the year, and that was Sam Nordis. Obviously, he was a crucial part of your team last year during that state championship run. He gets hurt early. You had to have some guys kind of step in. Number one, just kind of talk about his loss, what kind of that meant. Did that kind of adjust anything with what you guys had to do? And then just having those guys step in. And it's pretty crazy. He only played, two games, and yet he still got an honorable mention honor for defense in the Big East League. So that shows, really what his worth was for your team. And obviously, he's been very supportive outside of playing.
He's a phenomenal kid. He's a multi-sport kid. He's an all-state baseball player. He was on track. Him and Abram Keim, I'll take those two as the best two linebackers in the state, especially in two-way. Just two great linebackers that know how to read, that know how to play extremely hard, extremely physical. And just like you said, last year he was a crucial part of our defense. He was a stud linebacker, and then this year we moved him to running back because he was 6'2", 185 pounds. We were kind of missing that running back role, and he was excited all summer. Had a great camp, great couple camps on Amigo. He was running well first, second games, and then obviously broke his ankle. So and that's the respect that the other coaches have for him, for the Big East League to only play a game and a half and still get honorable mentions. So that's hats off to Sam for working his tail off. He's almost healthy, so he'll be ready to roll for baseball season, for his indoor sports. So I'm excited to see him progress, and hopefully he can get a shot at either football or baseball next level.
Your playoff wins included Fredonia, Sabetha, a couple of weeks ago at Osage City, which of course was pretty much a walk-off win to take care of that one. And then last week at home, 21-6 in the sub-state round against Council Grove. Boy, they put up a fight. You led 7-0 at the half, 14-0 going into the fourth. They get that touchdown. They get to within one possession. Then you had the big kickoff return and ultimately that third touchdown to make it 21-6, which ultimately that went on to be the final score. Just take us back to last week and the overall thoughts and takeaways from the sub-state championship win.
Obviously two great teams going at it, this time of year. There's not going to be any easy games. So, hats off to Coach Hayes, over at Council Grove. They had their kids rolling, all season. I think, he told me pregame that these seniors are 1-8, his first year there or his, 3 years ago. So, that's hats off to their program for kind of turning that, turn of the table to make them a contender. And they had some dudes. You know, we didn't play the cleanest game offensively. We got the job done, you know, because they threw a little different wrinkle on their defense, our offense scheme. So I thought our kids handled the experience factor good. You know, Council Grove's never been there. We've been there the last 2 years. So I think that was kind of the edge point of the experience factor. You know, they convert a fourth down early on a fake punt, first drive. Our kids don't bend, you know, the heads don't hang. You know, we get a stop on fourth down or on third down interception, and then our offense goes down the scores. You know, and then it's just a long game. You got to dominate the second half. You know, that's what I tell the kids every week, that the second half is where the games are won. You got to be physical, and you just got to control the game. So I'm pretty happy with our kids. And then obviously, you know, our ultimate goal is to be playing on Thanksgiving weekend.
Talk about just kind of the week prep. You know, your team's used to it now. Obviously, a third time, you know, practicing Thanksgiving week, just kind of shuffling things around and now playing on a Friday. How much has that kind of changed things, and what's it been like this week in practice and preparation?
Well, yeah, I told the kids on Monday, just enjoy the week. You know, it's a special feeling. Only, I believe, 18 teams are practicing right now this week. You know, it just obviously just enjoy the week with the kids. You know, the seniors are last week of putting on the pads, putting on the helmet. You know, putting on the NC on the chest, you know, so it's a special feeling, but obviously we got a task to do. You know, we can't be happy that we're going, you know, obviously we're going to go to win it, you know, and that should be everybody's, goal, you know, on Thanksgiving weekend. And then, practice on Thanksgiving Day, that's going to be a special feeling. Community's welcome. You know, there's a couple community members that come over, and then, and just like I said, the seniors last practice on the game field, you know, that's a special feeling for those four kids who have put in all the blood, sweat, and tears, leadership, key roles, key plays in games that hopefully they can remember forever. So, yeah, and then hopefully we can notch it off with the win in Hutch.
We're talking with Michael Glatzik, the Nemaha Central football coach, as they gear up to take on Southeast of Saline here tonight in Hutchinson for the Class 2A state championship. Thunder going for their third title in a row. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll continue our conversation with Coach Glatzik, and we'll talk about the opponent for tonight. That is Southeast of Saline, and we'll do it after a break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Tired of the paper chase? Simplify your life with Rainbow's eBill mobile app. View your bill, make payments, and check your Wi-Fi password, all from the palm of your hand. Download Rainbow eBill today from the App Store or Google Play Store and take control of your account like never before. Rainbow Communications, your connection to a brighter future. Visit their website for more information or call Rainbow Communications to learn more about the eBill mobile app at 800-892-0163.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
When you shop, dine, and bank locally, your money doesn't evaporate to some corporate office across the country. Instead, it is reinvested back into your community. Here at First Heritage Bank, we make it a priority to give back to the local communities we serve through contributions to local healthcare facilities, sponsoring school activities and organizations, as well as volunteering at community events, just to name a few. You can count on us, and we are thankful for your business. First Heritage Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
We continue our conversation as pregame coverage continues for the 2A state championship game here in Hutchinson tonight as Nemaha Central takes on Southeast of Saline. We are joined now a few more minutes here by the Thunder football coach and Michael Glatzik. Coach, let's talk about this Southeast of Saline team. It's hard to believe that this is only their second state title game appearance. You know, they won a state championship back in 2005 when they were in Class 3A, but they have not lost a regular season game in 5 years. They have been undefeated in the regular season since 2019, yet they have continued to kind of just not quite get there. They've slipped up here in the sub-state round the last couple of years, sectional round a few years ago as well, but they're always there. One of the best teams in the state here in the classification. Now they finally bust through and they get their opportunity. What do you think of Southeast of Saline as you get ready for them here tonight?
Well, yeah, Coach Gephardt has done a phenomenal job there. You know, the crazy stat, just like you said, last 5 years they've been undefeated in the regular season. That's extremely tough to do, especially in their conference with the tough teams they play. So obviously they're going to be jacked. They're going to be ready to roll. You know, Salina's only an hour from Hutch, so they're going to have a lot of fans there. You know, at this time of year, it should be two really good teams battling together. You know, they're extremely athletic, extremely talented. You know, they got the Saxon kid outside who's going to be the best receiver we'll see all year. The quarterback, Jason kid, who's going to be compared to the Parsons kid. You know, and then they got the Gephardt back in the backfield, and then probably the best O-line, D-line we'll see in the Chambers kid. So we got our hands full of defensively. And then offensively, we got to do our thing. We got to control the clock. You know, we got to go on long drives, convert those third downs, fourth downs, because when you give them the ball, they're going to score fast because that's what they do, big plays. So we'll have our hands full, but it's going to be a fun test.
Yeah, you mentioned scoring fast. You know, in their sub-state win last week against Beloit, they got the ball. They were down in the game 30-28. They had 81 yards to go in 42 seconds, and they get a walk-off touchdown as time expired. You mentioned their quarterback in Gannon Jacobson, a 25-yard pass to their very talented senior wide receiver, Canyon Douglas. I'm sure you and your coaches have kind of dissected that game from last week, but boy, when they needed it, they got it, and obviously a crucial one at best for them to get this spot in the state championship.
I think Beloit kind of dominated that game, and I'm pretty sure Gephardt would say that too. But you know, they control the run game, but just like you said, Southeast scores so fast with their athletes. You know, with their scheming wise, they want people in space, and they got the dudes to obviously play in the space. You know, so with that last drive, obviously anything can happen, and you know, Southeast, you know, the Jacobson kid broke free a couple times scrambling. And he's really good on the run thrower, and that's, you know, what you saw in that last play, finding a dude open the end zone. So our DBs, defensive backfield's got to do a really good job of keeping their eyes on the receivers. We got to get pressure on the quarterback. We got to have him stay in the pocket. You know, just like I said, it's going to be a fun test, but it's going to be tough.
Talk about their quarterback, Gannon Jacobson. He is only a junior, and we've seen some really good junior quarterbacks throughout this run in the playoffs. Last week, he threw for 366 yards and 5 touchdowns in that win over Beloit. He is over 2,000 yards. He's thrown over 30 touchdowns, 10 interceptions, so, you know, not a huge number, but sometimes a turnover here and there. He's also their second leading rusher. What do you see from their junior quarterback?
That's exactly what we got to do. We got to, we obviously got to turn them over. They're going to put the ball in the air. You know, we got to make them one dimensional, whether that's, you know, that's running the ball a lot, whether that's throwing the ball a lot. We got to take one away. That way it's easier for our defense to kind of hone in on one or the other. But yeah, he's extremely talented. He's a taller kid, 6'1", 6'2". He can run it. He can throw it. They do a lot of quarterback run game with them, you know, but then also they got the tricky play action game, that's extremely tough to see, you know, especially with the Gephardt kid back there. So we gotta do our jobs. We gotta read our keys. We gotta keep our eyes, you know, on the correct things. And then hopefully, like you said, we can turn them over a couple times.
What is maybe the difference with their passing game than maybe with what you've seen in the last few weeks? You know, Council Grove, they didn't throw it quite as much, but you know, the game against Osage City, they were kind of a more pass happy team. They really liked to, they were heavy on the screen game, and then they tried to beat you over the top with some deep shots downfield, a little play action. Maybe what's different with this passing game that you're going to see here with the Trojans tonight?
I would say different than Osage, just because like you said, Osage has a screen game. Southeast, they do have a couple screens to the Thacken kid, and then the Gephardt kid in the backfield. But the quarterback really wants to just drop back, and then he doesn't struggle in the pocket, but he's better on the run. So we got to keep him in the pocket. You know, we got to make him throw on the run, and that's hopefully what we can do. And then hopefully we can use our defense line linebackers to attack him, get the ball out early, because like you said, when he's on the run and somebody's open, he's gonna he's going to hit them, and that's where their big plays happen. So we got to stop that.
Yeah, they got a really good wide receiver and a senior in Tucker Thaxton, who's got 71 catches for nearly 1,000 yards and 14 touchdowns. You don't really see receivers with, you know, around 1,000 yards. Again, granted, you've played a few more games, but a very good receiver on the outside. Do you have to put a little more attention on him, or how do you kind of defend a receiver like that?
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, I mean, you know, we've had a scout team kid wearing a red jersey the entire week, so hopefully our kids get the point across where he cannot beat us. We got to make the other receivers beat us, and they are good enough to do that. But I'll sleep a lot better if the action kid doesn't have over 100 receiving yards. He's extremely good. That's obviously why we respect him. But like I said, a lot of those big plays happen when the Jacobson kid scrambles around, breaks the pocket, and then he throws on the run, you know, deep post, deep drag, whatever it is, because the Thaxton kid is that good enough to get open.
And then the running game. You mentioned their running back, their main one, Grady Gebhardt, over 1,300 yards, 14 touchdowns. They got a very good and big offensive line. You mentioned the Brody Chambers kid, a junior. He's listed at 281, the right guard. They got a 200-pound senior at right tackle, a 260-pound left tackle, and a 210-pound center. So they got big guys up front and obviously leading the charge in that run game. What do you see from that rushing attack, and how do you kind of counteract that and keep it at minimum?
Yeah, just like I mentioned earlier, that's why they're so good at both of them, you know, running the ball and throwing the ball. You know, the big boys do a great job of just definitely run game with the quarterback counters, the reads, the quarterback, the power reads. You know, they do a great job of blocking that, and the quarterback's good enough to run those. But then you also, obviously, they can also hand it off to the Gebhardt kid, you know, which is, he's extremely talented, not the biggest kid, but he's going to run you over. He's quick enough, he's loose enough to make you miss. So, obviously, we're going to have our hands full in the passing game and the running game, you know, and like I said, our D-line's got to do a phenomenal job of getting off blocks, of making plays, and then we got to rally through the football.
Yeah, we mentioned the Chambers kid on the offensive line. He's probably their best defensive player statistically as well. 20 tackles for loss, leading the team with 6 sacks. What do you see from their defense? What do they do? You know, they give up just 11 points per game. They can get to the backfield quickly. 94 tackles for loss, 20 sacks. They force about 2 turnovers a game. Specifically, what do you see with their defense, and what's the challenge with your offense trying to be able to move the ball successfully here tonight?
Yeah, they're defensively. They're going to move around a lot. They're going to stun a lot up front. They're going to slant. They're going to twist. They're going to shift at the last second. And they're going to bring some linebackers. So I imagine they're going to stack the box. You know, if we're in a 2x2, they could run cover 0, which our receivers should, their eyes should light up a little bit. I think we're good enough to throw those and beat that. But, you know, we got to sustain the run game. We got to establish that. We got to establish that early. Just like I mentioned, we got to have positive plays on first down. Then when it could become third and short, fourth and short, we got to convert those and keep those chains moving, you know, cause just like I told the kids, you know, if we have the ball, then their high explosive offense doesn't have the ball. So we got to control the clock, control the tempo of the game, and then hopefully end with touchdowns.
Couple more questions here before we get you out of here. We really appreciate it getting you set for the game tonight here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Let's just talk a few keys. What do you guys got to do? What's it going to take to win your third straight state championship?
First of all, just enjoy the moment. And it's like I told the boys Monday, it's going to be a phenomenal atmosphere. It's going to be beautiful out for a late November kick. You know, the crowds are going to be heavy. They're going to be roaring. So we got to enjoy the moment. We got to play between the lines, and then we got to limit mental mistakes, whether that's blocking schemes, blocking mistakes, whether that's missed tackles. You know, letting the quarterback loose. Our DB's got to have phenomenal eyes. I got to stay on the receivers, you know, and then offensively, just like I mentioned, we got to limit turnovers, limit penalties, and we got to convert those short yardage gains. We got to continue to move the sticks. You know, I'm really hoping we can outgain them on first downs, you know, because that's obviously what it's going to come down to is the time of possession, is moving the chains, you know, and we're obviously a heavy running game, so we got to control the ball, so obviously they don't have the ball in their hands.
Finally, Coach, we've had a couple years now, make it 3 in a row. We've had a chance to talk here during Thanksgiving week. I'm just curious, give me your perfect Thanksgiving plate. What does that look like for you?
Well, I was talking to the coaches yesterday. You know, there's obviously there's one meal where you can't go with turkey. So I love the turkey. I love the dressing, mashed taters, gravy, all on one plate, and it's a beautiful thing. So I love it.
Are you a 2 or 3 plate guy?
Oh, I'm definitely a couple plays.
Okay.
There's some ice cream and cake. So there's nothing wrong with that either.
Well, that's awesome, man. Michael Glatzik joining us here, Nemaha Central football coach. We're getting you set for the Class 2A state championship game here tonight in Hutch. The Thunder looking for their third in a row and fourth since 2019. Southeast of Saline, the opponent here, number one ranking all year. They're looking for their second title in school history. They won the 3A championship back in 2005. Coach, again, congratulations on another fantastic season. Still one more to go. Good luck here tonight, and go get them. We'll talk to you again soon. We appreciate it.
Hey, thank you, Brandon. Appreciate all you do.
It's getting to be the end of the year, and you know what that means. Awesome deals on vehicles, and Nemaha Valley Motors is no exception. We currently have a wide variety of new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and GMC vehicles in stock, some with huge end-of-the-year deals. We haven't had this big of a selection of three-quarter ton trucks in years. Experience what it is like to purchase a vehicle in a nice, friendly, relaxed atmosphere with no big dealer pressure. Stop in at Nemaha Valley Motors in Seneca, and you will leave saying, "Wow, that was easy."
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear fish oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, heinentruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SBIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
Oh my God, Becky, look at those tires. They are so bad. I bet she thinks she can't afford them. But you know, I bet she hasn't called Wilson Tire. With multiple forms of financing and competitive pricing, they are sure to get your car on a safe set of tires without breaking the bank. So what are you waiting for? Give Matt and Terry a call at 785-362-8473 or check them out online at WilsonTireKS.com. When selection and service matter, call Wilson Tire.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Captains have hit center field, and we get ready for the 2A State Football Championship game here in Hutchinson at Gowan Stadium. Brandon Tabman, Kirk Kilman with you. It's Nemaha Central and Southeast of Saline. Both of these teams have had fantastic seasons, and Nemaha Central in search for their third consecutive state championship. They suffered a loss in week one, but they have won 11 in a row since. And Nemaha Central going back to the start of that first season where they won that first of potentially three state titles. They are 37-1 over their last 38 games. Nemaha Central in the road white uniforms with Nemaha Central, the away team on the scoreboard, Southeast of Saline in their purple top. So, yeah, we got two teams with the shade of purple in the color scheme. And Nemaha Central will kick things off first, so the Trojans will have it to start this Class 2A state championship game. Our game is brought to you by Rainbow Communications. Find them at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet service in Northeast Kansas. The Trojans on a walk-off touchdown as time expired last week in the sub-state round to beat Beloit 34-30. At home, Nemaha Central took care of Council Grove by a final score of 21-6. These two teams have been number one and number two ranked in the state basically from the early portions of the year, and both had difficult paths to get to this game, but yet we find the top two teams here in Hutchinson tonight as we get you set for the opening kickoff here in just a moment. Southeast of Saline, out of the NCAA, that's the North Central Activities Association, Nemaha Central out of the Big East League, both winning their league championships here in 2024. The teams are on the field. We are geared up for the Class 2A State Football Championship. Nemaha Central looking for the three-peat, and Southeast of Saline looking for their second title in school history. They won the 3A title back in 2005. Again, Kurt Kilman in studio, Brandon Tabman with you here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Nemaha Central to kick it off first in the all-whites. They will have it teed up at the 40-yard line in between the hash marks. They will kick it off from right to left as Levi Thomas will kick it off for the Thunder. And then back deep here for Southeast of Saline, air kick returners are Tucker Thaxton and Canyon Douglas as they stand just inside their own 15-yard line. It is a chilly evening, no doubt about it. Everybody is certainly bundled up, beanies, coats, blankets, overalls, coveralls, you name it, trying to stay warm. But we're down to the final two teams in Class 2A. Levi Thomas has it teed up between the hash marks. Here's the approach. And the opening kick of the Class 2A state championship. It's going to skid around the 20, picked up by Thaxton. And he's got a good return across the 30 out near the 35-yard line. And Southeast of Saline will have good field position here at their own 36-yard line. So here we go. The first play from scrimmage, the junior quarterback, Gannon Jacobson, leading the charge for the Trojans here tonight, undefeated, and a number one ranking at 12-0. He will be in a pistol set. Grady Gebhardt, the running back, shifted a little bit to his right, man in motion from left side to right side, and Gebhardt gets the first carry, and he bullies his way across the initial line of scrimmage, across the 40 to the 48-yard line. That's a gain of 8 yards. On first down for Gebhardt, he is a very good ball carrier at over 1,300 yards, by far and away the leading rusher for this Trojans offense, averaging 417 yards per game. Officially, they mark it as a 7-yard gain, second down and 3, shy of the 45. Right back to Gebhardt. He is absolutely mollywopped by Abram Kine, but forward momentum is going to push him near the first down stick to the 46. Let's see if they mark him just a bit shy. They will. So a 2-yard pickup there for Gebhardt. Third down and 1. Ball at the 45-yard line of Southeast of Saline. Opening drive of the 2A state championship game here in Hutch tonight. Pistol set. They go 3-by-1. 3 wide to the left. 1 to the right. Third. Nope, they're going to fake it. It's going to be Jacobson on a quarterback keeper. He is across midfield, 45-40, down the left sideline, tripped up, and he is down at the 37-yard line. That is a gain of 17 yards for the quarterback in Jacobson. Beautiful RPO read, and he pulls it from the chest of Gebhardt, takes it around the left side of his line, and he's got a very good offensive line, and the Trojans in business now at the 32-yard line, first down and 10. Trips wide to the right. They go back to Gebhardt, works it right, still in between the hash marks. Now just a touch outside the right hash mark, inside the 30 to the 28. That's a gain of 4. And a good start here for Southeast of Saline. They're on the move. First drive of the game here in the 2A state championship. Beautiful night under the lights. Chilly here in late November. Second down, 7 yards to go. Officially there, a gain of 3. Ball just inside the 30 of Nemaha Central. They go right back to Gebhardt, left side, inside the 20, down to the 18-yard line. That's a gain of 11 yards and a first down. Simple run up the middle for Gebhardt, and he is really churning out some big plays here on this drive. He averages over 7.5 yards a carry. That one goes for 11. And just like that, 2 minutes into the game, Trojans are in the red zone at the Nebraska Central 18-yard line. Ball between the hash marks. They operate left to right. Pistol set. Gebhardt back there. And they're going to fake it to him again. Jacobson around the right end. Stiff arms a man into the end zone. And a picture-perfect start for Southeast of Saline. An 18-yard touchdown run by the quarterback in Gannon Jacobson. And at 9:48 to go in the opening quarter, Trojans strike first. They lead at 6-0. That was an efficient opening drive for the Trojans. They waste very little time, just barely over 2 minutes off the clock. And now they will line up to go for two. They send Gebhardt in motion left, and now Jacobson rolls right, throws it, and it's dropped in the end zone. And the two-point try is no good. But Southeast of Saline, they take it 64 yards in just over 2 minutes. And Gannon Jacobson, the first touchdown in the state championship game, an 18-yard run around the right end. And Southeast of Saline leads Nebraska Central 6-0. We're back for more right after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
An efficient opening drive for Southeast of Saline. An 18-yard touchdown run by the junior quarterback in Gannon Jacobson. Two-point try was unsuccessful. And Nemaha Central down here at 9:48 to go in the opening quarter. Trojans leading this game 6-0. Kirk Kilman in studio, Brandon Tamman with you. Little over 2 minutes on that drive, 64 yards in coverage, and here is a very short kick. This is Jaden Seitz at the 30, stumbles a little bit, and he is buried by four purple jerseys at the 36-yard line, and that is where the Thunder will take over again. Want to mention the opening kickoff, of course, a little bit tardy to it, but it's brought to you by Bob Schwartz Financial in Silver Lake. Let them help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. 6-0, Southeast of Saline, 9:42 to go opening quarter. Just a little over 2 minutes off the clock on that touchdown drive, and now we see Carter Hike and Nemaha Central at it for the first time as they are in search of their third consecutive state championship. At the 36-yard line, first and 10, they run a little trickery play here, and that's going to be an end around to Strothman. He is not going to hit the edge, and he is buried for a big loss. Back to the 30-yard line and even the 29. That is a loss of 7 yards. And Gannon Jacobson making the first big defensive play. And just like that, Nemaha Central going in the wrong direction. That is a loss of 7 yards. So second down and 17. Ball back at the 29-yard line. Far side hash of the field. Thunder moving from right to left here in this opening quarter. 6-0 Southeast of Saline here in the 2A championship game. They have three down on the defensive line, and now Hike may be changing the play here at the line of scrimmage. The reigning 2A offensive player of the year. Two wide left, two to the right. Here is Carter Hike. His first carry finds a little opening up the middle, and he's tripped up across the 45, and he is near the first down. He needed 17. He got 18. A simple run up the middle, and Carter Hike, he doesn't make those simple runs look oh so simple, because that was a big-time run and a big first-down conversion of 18 yards up to the 47-yard line. That is a huge bounce-back play after the first play went for negative yardage. First down and 10, Nemaha Central here, not quite 4 minutes into the game. They move it from right to left. Ball just shy of midfield at the 47, right side hash. Thunder moving from right to left. Two wide right, two wide left. Tight end tucked up right side. That's Mackey. Hike changing it. Takes the snap, chest high, works it right. He is gobbled up, maybe a yard at best. That is it. The initial hit was Drew Weller, the left side defensive end, and that is going to be no gain on the play. Deacon Bayer also in on the stop. This is a big defensive front for Southeast of Saline. Brody Chambers listed at 281. Mentioned Bayer and Weller. 175 and 210 respectively with those two. Very active defensively is this Trojans team, allowing just 11 points per game in 12 tries. Second down and 10, shy of midfield. They fake a toss left, and now Height keeps it himself into Trojan territory. A little extra momentum to the 47-yard line. So from their 47 to the Trojan 47, that's a gain of 6 yards. But a third down play coming up here for Nemaha Central. Third down and 5 yards to go. Another big opportunity here for the Trojans defense. They had them backed up second and long early on this drive, but Hike busted one for 18 to move the sticks. Now third down and a short 5 to go. Standing it's right about the midfield stripe is Hike. Jaden Seitz, the running back, sidecar left. 3 wide receivers to the left, a lone wide receiver to the right side of the field. Checking the play at the line of scrimmage. Now Seitz takes a step up. Here's a chest-high snap. Here's a Carter Hike run. He's going to have forward momentum to the 45, but he is going to be 2 yards shy of the first down. That is a gain of 3 yards for Carter Hike, and now fourth down and 2 at the Trojans' 45-yard line. Southeast of Saline leading this game 6-0, 6:35 clock moving first quarter. And it appears that the Nemaha Central offense is going to stay on the field and go for it here. Seitz ran off, and a sub came in. Fourth down and 2 yards to go at the Trojan 45. A lot of purple in the stands on both sides. Monster play, Hike in the gun, Mackey tight end left. They go that side, he'll have the first down. He gets to the 40. He needed 2, and he got 5. That is a big carry for Hike, and it continues the drive. First and 10, Nemaha Central down to the 40. Just hitting the halfway point in this opening quarter. 6-0 Southeast of Saline. Big fourth down conversion there for Nemaha Central as Carter Hike busting one up the middle for 5 yards on a 4th-and-2 play. Ball perfectly between the hash marks at the 40-yard line of Southeast of Saline. Thunder moving from right to left. Trips right, one left. Seitz will take the fake. Now it's going to be Carter Hike after the fake. He buries his way to the right side of the field, and he is going to get all the way inside the 25 to the 24. That is a gain of 16 yards for Carter Hike. Had me on the fake, not going to lie. Originally, it looked like he gave it to Seitz. Boy, he slipped that thing out beautifully, took it around the right side of his line with Hendricks Wall and Daniel Childress. And a gain of 16 down to the 24-yard line. First and 10, Nemaha Central knocking on the door of the red zone. Trojans leading 6-0 here. 5:15 to go opening quarter. Now Hike might be changing the play here at the line of scrimmage. Mackey, the tight end, left side of the line. Seitz, left side of Hike in the shotgun set with 2 left and 1 more right. This time they go to Seitz, stutters a little bit, hits a wall, and is going to be dropped right at the line of scrimmage. He might have lost a yard on that play. Killian Vaughn was in there on the stop. It is a loss of 1 for Seitz. And now it's going to be second down and 11 back to the 25-yard line. The ball's on the right side hash. Seitz has been more utilized here during the playoffs in the run game. But again, outside of Carter Hike, there's just not much development in the run game. We have yet to see Nemaha Central throw a pass. They will at some point, but it's not necessarily in the repertoire. Right when I say it, announcer jinx, they toss it into the flat. That baby is caught far side of the field and out of bounds near the 15-yard line, and that's Mackey on the reception. He will get to the 15 for a gain of 10 yards, and that sets up third down and 1. So the first pass completed to Mackey. And for the junior tight end, Mackey, just his 6th catch of the year. Third down and 1 at the 15-yard line. Nemaha Central officially in the red zone. Clock stopped at 4:19 left in this opening period. Southeast of Saline leading the game 6-0. 2 left, 2 right, and then you got Mackey, the tight end, tucked up left. They want to go that way, and that is blown up, and Hike is going to lose a yard or 2. Beautiful defensive efforts by Southeast of Saline. Canyon Douglas, the outside linebacker, blew that play up. Mackey had a block attempt. That's going to be a loss of 2. And now, after 3rd and 1, it's now 4th down and 3 yards to go as the ball is back to the 17-yard line. So the Thunder, they have already converted on 4th and short here on this opening drive, and they got to do it again here. 4th down and 3 yards to go inside the 20. Mackey, the tight end, man in motion. They fake it to him. Now a little pop pass. Mackey catching at the 5, and he's into the end zone. Touchdown, Nemaha Central. On 4th down and 3, Hike fakes the run, pulls up, and tosses it to Mackey inside the 10. He takes it the rest of the way, and Nemaha Central has tied the game at 3:32 to go in the quarter. How about that trickeration there from Nemaha Central? They convert 2 4th downs on that drive that covered 64 yards. And now Levi Thomas to try the extra point. This will be his 48th extra point attempt of the year. That one is good. He has connected now on 39 of them. Touchdown, Nemaha Central at 3:32 to go in the opening quarter. Thunder have their first lead at 7-6. You're listening to the Class 2A State Championship game here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, knows how to help you. Call today and learn about all the different insurance options you have, including auto, home, renters, farm, life, and commercial insurance. Jerry is a lifelong resident of the area, so he is sure to set you up with just the right coverage. Give him a call today for a quote, 785-336-2040. That's Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, 785-336-2040.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
On 4th down and 3, Nemaha Central's Carter Hike, a 17-yard touchdown pass to Jack Mackey. 6+ minutes off the clock on that drive, covering 64 yards. Extra point giving Nemaha Central the 7-6 lead. That drive summary brought to you by Wilson Tire. When selection and service matter, choose Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire in Holton. Find them online, WilsonTireKS.com, and a monster kick return on the other end for southeast of Saline. And that one is taken all the way back into Nemaha Central territory inside the 35 at the 34-yard line. And that was Canyon Douglas. And a monster kickoff return. And southeast of Saline in business now at the Nemaha Central 34-yard line. So right when NC takes their first lead at 7-6, Trojans waste little time getting some of that field back. Monster return by Douglas. 1st and 10 here for the Trojans. Now trailing for the first time. Gebhardt run up the middle. Flag is thrown. And it was a good gain down near the 25 to the 26. But the backside judge tossing a hanky in there as Gebhardt was going down. And we got our first flag of the game. And it's going to be a hold against southeast of Saline. So that negates about an 8-9 yard run. And that's a big penalty against the Trojans here to start. Ball goes all the way back to the Nemaha Central 44-yard line, and it'll be 1st down and 20. Gannon Jacobson, an 18-yard touchdown run for the Trojans, and then Carter Hike to Jack Mackey on 4th down and 3, 7-6 Nemaha Central. Jacobson standing at midfield, and it's incomplete across the middle. And speaking of Douglas, who had the big kickoff return, they were looking for him. Carter Hike was in on the coverage, and the throw was high. And it's going to bring up 2nd down and 20 yards to go at the Nemaha Central 44-yard line. The first pass attempt of the game for Jacobson, who has thrown for over 2,000 yards and 31 touchdowns here this season. 2nd down and 20 at the 44. Oh, and getting back there is Carter Hike, and he blows up Gebhardt for a loss. That's going to be a loss of a yard back to the 45, and now 3rd and a mile. So Hike threw the touchdown to Mackey and has made 2 good defensive plays here on this drive. And now the Trojans in a tough spot here. 3rd down and 21 yards to go at the Nemaha Central 45. They got trips to the right. Douglas, the man in motion, and they fake it to him on the reverse. Jacobson in the pocket, rolling near side right, still has it, still surveying, has to get rid of it, and dumps it out of bounds, incomplete. Kyler Ganstrom was in on the sack, or a near sack, I should say. He was close to getting him, but Jacobson had to throw it away, and now 4th down and 21 yards to go at the Nemaha Central 45. Now let's see what they decide to do here. Well, they appear to be going for it on fourth down and 21 at the 45. They might be trying to get maybe Nemaha Central to jump off sides, and now Jacobson's going to back up. Now it looks like they're going to punt this one away. It is a high snap. It is over Jacobson's head. He gets it at the 35, and he's able to punt it away. Strothman with a catch at the 20, trying to elude a couple defenders. He will not get past there, and he will be stopped. Forward progress at the 25. That could have been ultimately a disaster for southeast of Saline, but Jacobson did a good job to get it away. That holding penalty was huge on that drive. After the big kickoff return, Trojans come up empty, and now Nemaha Central with a 7-6 lead at 2:21 to go in the quarter will get the ball back at their own 25-yard line. Kirk Hillman in studio, Brandon Tamman with you. We continue on. Class 2A state championship game here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. First and 10, Carter Hike in the gun. Bell tie snap. Simple draw play for him. He'll cross the initial line of scrimmage. He falls forward to the 27, beg your pardon. That's a gain of 2 for Mr. Hike, the reigning 2A offensive player of the year. And it's going to bring up second down and 8 yards to go at the 27-yard line. The Big East League champs, Nemaha Central. They have won 11 in a row and 37 of their last 38 games going back to the 2022 campaign. Looking for that third straight state championship. Second down and 8, and there's movement up front, and that's going to be a false start against Nemaha Central. That's the sophomore left tackle in Kyler Ganstrom. So the first penalty against Nemaha Central, so that's going to drop him back 5 yards, and now it's going to bring up second down and 13 yards to go, ball back to the 22. So each team with a penalty here in the opening quarter, clock moving under 2 minutes, Thunder leading it 7-6. They fake the screen, now they do toss the screen to Mackey, and that is blown up, nowhere to go. Beautifully read play by southeast of Saline's front line, and Drew Weller in on the stop. They do give him a yard to the 23, so they tried a little tight end screen there. That's already the third catch here in the quarter for Mackey, including the touchdown on the last drive, but now third down and 12 yards to go inside the Nemaha Central 25 at the 23. Clock on the move, final 65 seconds here in the opening quarter. They go trips left, a man right, ball a little bit closer to the right side hash. And now Hike looking to the far side of the field. He's only got 6 seconds on the play clock. Now they shift sights. Now 3. Now 2. Gets the belt high snap. Stands at the 15. Looking across the middle. Takes a deep shot. And it's nearly picked off at midfield. It was dropped by Jacobson. And he puts his hands on his head knowing he had an opportunity there. And it's going to bring up fourth down. And Nemaha Central going to go 3 and out here on this possession. So both teams after opening drive touchdowns have stalled out on their second drives of the game. And Levi Thomas is backed up at about his 11-yard line, and now Nemaha Central having some issues getting some guys set up here on the punt. Jacobson back standing at his own 40. It is a low snap and not a great kick from right to left. It does take a beneficial bounce. It does across midfield, and it's finally nestled up at the Trojans' 45-yard line. So southeast of Saline at their own 45 will take over at just 32 seconds to go in the quarter, and Nemaha Central leading this state championship game 7-6. Southeast of Saline took the opening drive, 64 yards in just over 2 minutes. Gannon Jacobson, an 18-yard run, but they missed the two-point try. And then Carter Hike on fourth down and 3 found Jack Mackey for a 17-yard pass. And the extra point by Thomas was good, makes it 7-6, or made it 7-6, and that's where we stand right now. Here's a toss right, Gebhardt, across the 45 up to the 48, maybe the 49 for a gain of about 4. That kind of depends on the stop. Final 15 seconds left here in the opening quarter. We'll see if Saline wants to maybe try something here. They do rush the line, 8 seconds on the clock. They appear like they might try to snap it. Here's a man in motion near side of the line, and they do take the snap. They will give it to Gebhardt. Final play, and he's across midfield into Nemaha Central territory down to the 47. It is short of the line to gain, but it's a gain of 4 yards, and that will take us to the end of the first quarter. The Class 2A state championship game here in Hutchinson. It is Nemaha Central 7 and southeast of Saline 6. Second quarter action after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
At Honeyman Ford in Seneca, they've expanded their service base to handle whatever you require, from simple oil changes and maintenance jobs to the most complex services needed. Honeyman Ford has made the investment in buildings and factory Ford trained technicians that make it easier and faster for you. Just one more reason to buy at Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
Do you wonder which cattle mineral to use each year? With so many on the market, it can be daunting to choose the perfect mineral that checks all the boxes for your herd's unique needs. At Countryside Feed, they're here to help simplify that process. Their nutrition professionals are happy to work with producers to create a mineral program custom to their herd. Visit their website, countrysidefeed.com, to learn more about their products, their team, and their current mineral promotions. Countryside Feed.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Third down and 2 yards to go. First play of the second quarter is a run to the left side by Jacobson. It looks like he just has enough for the Saline first down. He needed just two, and he got three. And he gets to about the 41-yard line. So Matt Skill's not great. Gain of five on third down and 2 yards to go. So southeast of Saline moving the sticks here in Nemaha Central Territory at the 41-yard line. First down and 10. Another play action here. This time keeping it instead of passing it was Jacobson. Not much. He gets to the 40 for a gain of one. Ganstrom in on the stop for Nemaha Central. Gain of 1 yard on the play. Second down, 9 yards to go. Ball at the Nemaha Central 40-yard line. 7-6, Nemaha Central, 2A state title game. Just getting going, quarter number two. Now a rollout to the right side. Jacobson has a lot of time, takes a deep shot towards the end zone, and it's caught but out of bounds. Incomplete. A couple of white Nemaha Central jerseys in the area. And that was Caden Berrigan, a junior wide receiver with 12 catches on the year, the intended receiver. And now it's third down and 9 yards to go at the Nemaha Central 40-yard line. 11:09 to go in the half, and Nemaha Central leading the game 7-6. Switching sides of the field with the start of the new quarter. Trojans now moving the ball from right to left. Ball near side left hash. Third down, 9 yards to go. They shift a man, Gebhardt, in motion. They want to look for the wheel route. It's not there. Now they dump it back to the right side. And it's going to be caught for a first down at the 25-yard line. The pass was complete to Tucker Thaxton, and the senior wide receiver who's approaching 1,000 yards here in 2024, a big third down conversion to the 25-yard line. And moving the sticks once again is southeast of Saline. They're in the pistol set here, a tight end tucked up to the right side. And they go to Gebhardt here, not much. He falls forward. And the first Nemaha Central Thunder defensive lineman to hit him there was Hendricks Wall. And he falls forward for a gain of 2 yards. Second down and 8 at the Nemaha Central 23-yard line. 10.5 minutes to go in the half. 7-6 Thunder here in the Class 2A state championship game. Trojans break the huddle. Shotgun set. Gebhardt sidecar right. To Jacobson in the gun. Now they motion him that way. He's going to follow the block. Does Jacobson on a quarterback keeper. He gets good yardage here. Makes a couple of guys miss. And he gets down to about the 14-yard line for a gain of 9. And that is another first down run for Jacobson. And not quite goal to go scenario yet. It's at the 14-yard line. But first down and 10 Trojans as they try to retake the lead here early in the second quarter. Nemaha Central's lead is 7-6. Pistol set, two tucked up right, two tucked up left. Pretty tight formation here. Play action left. Jacobson rolling left, still rolling to his left. Wants to tuck it and run, makes a man miss, and then gets all the way out near the 5, and then finally forced out of bounds there. It's a gain of 9 yards on the quarterback keeper. He wanted to throw it. And then right at the last second, dancing along the sideline, he churned it upfield. He spun around a tackler and got pushed out at the 5-yard line by Sites. And now gain of 9 makes it 2nd and 1 from the 5-yard line. So the Trojans knocking on the door, trying to take the lead. 7-6 our score. NC trying to hold on and get a big-time stop here. The Trojans' offense been moving well here in the first half. Fake, Jacobson again, left side run. He'll be shy of the end zone, but he gets down to the 2 for a gain of 3, but now it's 1st and goal at the 2 following his left guard in Deacon Bear. This is a big offensive line. Nicholson, their left tackle, is 262. Weller, their center, is 210. Brody Chambers, their right guard, is listed at 281. And Kendall Miniman, a senior right tackle, listed at 200 pounds. And they're not just big, they are athletic. 1st and goal, southeast of Saline. They go to Gebhardt, right side. He gets bottled up. No gain on the play. Hike was in there. Also, Jack Mackey in on the stop. 2nd and goal from the 2. You would have to imagine it is 4-down territory. Nemaha Central 7, southeast of Saline 6. Early portions of the 2nd quarter here in the 2A state championship, but the Trojans have it 2nd down and goal at the 2-yard line. 15 seconds on the play clock, and now they finally break the huddle. 2 wide receivers far side or out of the field. Tucked up receiver left is Malachi Hopkins all by himself. Now Jacobson rolling to his right, tucks it, looking for the end zone. He's hit near the goal line, and he's being pushed towards the end zone, and he's going to be stopped shy. So he gets a yard. And Nemaha Central's defense buckling down on another play, and it's 3rd and goal at the 1. So this drive started with 32 seconds left in the opening quarter. Now they have taken up 4 minutes and change off the clock here in this 2nd quarter. But 3rd down and goal at the 1 for the Trojans. Nemaha Central needs another stop here. Can they bully up? Jacobson rolling to his left, dumps it. At the goal line, and it's dropped incomplete. That is a dropped touchdown pass from the reliable Tucker Thaxton, who had 71 catches coming into this game. That was a touchdown, but he dropped it. And now it is 4th down and goal at the 1-yard line. Oh, boy. Can Nemaha Central's defense get one more stop? This is a crucial part in this game. Boy, Thaxton had it and dropped it, and now southeast of Saline wants to talk it over. 4th and goal at the 1, 7:45 to go in the first half. Thunder leading it 7-6. Our timeout brought to you by Schlegel's, homegrown popcorn of Whiting. We're back after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Elmer's Repair in Centralia is your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer. Find great buys on several things you need, like K-Tool hand tools and equipment, Schumacher manual battery chargers, and genuine Timken bearings and seals. They also have Gates belts and hoses. Hydraulic hoses can be custom built for ag and industrial use. Don't forget to pick up your Wix and Pro-Tec filters from Elmer's Repair in Centralia, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, southeast of Saline had 1st and goal inside the 5, and they just had a drop touchdown by Tucker Thaxton, and now setting up a 4th down and goal scenario at the 1-yard line. Coming out of this timeout, 7:45 to go in the half. Nemaha Central leading the 2A title game here 7-6. Here we go, 4th down and goal at the 1. Can Nemaha Central get the final stop that they need? Jacobson, toss right. Gebhardt cuts into the end zone. Touchdown, Trojans. Well, they had 4 cracks at it, and they got it on the 4th crack. And 7:41 to go in the half. Southeast of Saline retakes the lead 12-7 on the 1-yard touchdown run by Grady Gebhardt. That's his 15th rushing touchdown of the year. And that puts Saline up as they get ready to go for 2. They missed their 1st try on the 2-point conversion, trying to make up for it here. Jacobson back to pass, standing in the pocket, wants to get down the middle of the field. Now he lost it, and it's not going to be good. He fumbled it as he got sucked down in the pocket, and down he went. But the ball popped out. Nonetheless, it did not count, and the Thunder get a stop. But the Trojans get a one-yard touchdown on fourth and goal, and now they lead it 12-7. Another timeout on the field. You're listening to the Class 2A State Championship game here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Blue Valley Trailers is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas with a location in Waterville serving all the Midwest. Stocking trailers from manufacturers like Titan, Sharp, Wilson, H&H, Travelong, and more. Located just a mile from the Titan Trailer Manufacturing Plant in Waterville, Blue Valley Trailers offers some of the best prices in the area. They also carry Titan West cattle equipment and provide Sherco tarp repair or replacement. Don't wait any longer. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A near five-minute drive for southeast of Saline, covering 55 yards. And on fourth and goal at the one, Grady Gebhardt punching it in for the Trojans. The two-point try unsuccessful again. But southeast of Saline, they have the lead back here on Nemaha Central 12-7. At 7:41 to go in the half, here's the approach and a very shallow kick from right to left. And now it's tossed back to Carter Hike, who wants to angle left, 30, 35, staying on his feet maybe to the 37. Down he goes right about there. Looks like they'll give him the 38-yard line. And that's where Nemaha Central will take over here in the second quarter. 7.5 minutes to go until halftime. And southeast of Saline now leading the game again by a score of 12-7. Thunder first time with the ball here in the second quarter. They work it from left to right. Chilly night here in Hutch. Not a big factor in terms of the wind, but about what you would expect here in Kansas in late November. Here's a knee-high snap. Carter Hike, right side run. Gets across the 40, upended at the 43-yard line for a gain of 5. And a good opening down play here on this drive. Second down and 5 coming up, just shy of the 45. Nemaha Central looking for that third consecutive state championship. They also won the title back in 2019. It's been an incredible run here for Nemaha Central, but southeast of Saline, they have come out and have played well, and they have the current five-point lead. Here's Hike again. Another right side run. This time he bullies his way, lowers the pads, and takes a guy with him up to the 49-yard line, 6 yards and a first down for Nemaha Central. Last week in the win over Council Grove, Carter finished with 40 carries for 182 yards and 3 touchdowns, just a little bit north of his average in terms of yards per game. 179 rushing yards per game for Carter Hike came into tonight's state title game at 2,148 yards. He has certainly added to that here in this opening half. Strothman, the man in motion. Ball right about midfield, another right side run for Hike. This time nowhere to go. Drew Weller again, the first initial contact for southeast of Saline. Killian Vaughn cleaned it up. That is a loss of 1 back to the 48-yard line, and it's second down and 11 yards to go. And we are just about to hit the halfway points on this second quarter. Thunder trailing 12-7. Touchdowns for southeast of Saline, Gannon Jacobson from 18 yards. And on their last drive, Grady Gebhardt from 1 yard out. Hike to Mackey, 17 yards on fourth down. The lone Thunder touchdown here in the half. They go toss left. Here's Seitz. He stutters, gets to the outside, and he's able to salvage a couple of yards. That could have been a lot worse as he had to elude a couple tacklers behind the line of scrimmage. But he gets it to midfield. It's a gain of 3 yards. But now third down and 9 coming up for Nemaha Central. So Jaden Seitz doing a little bit to get a little bit. Now a big third down play coming up for NC at midfield. They work left to right. 5 minutes to go in this first half. Saline leading this game 12-7. Here's Hike on the roll out right. Gets a good block and now jumps, throws it across the middle of the field. It's incomplete. A difficult throw there. He kind of jumped up and threw across his body the intended receiver. That was Caleb Heenick. And that's going to bring up fourth down and 9 at midfield, and the Thunder are going to have to punt it away. So the Trojans defense get a stop. and will get the ball back with the lead. Just over 5 minutes to go until halftime. Good snap, helmet high, and Thomas boots it away from left to right. Didn't quite have a ton on it, and it will nestle inside the 30-yard line. Let's see where they officially mark him out, the 28. So southeast of Saline, they get the stop, and they get the ball back with 4:58 to go in the half. And leading Nemaha Central 12-7. See if the Thunder can get a stop here. Trojans working from right to left. They have two wide receivers to the right. Now a man in motion. And they give it to that man in motion. That is Douglas on an end around. He's following his blocker, staying on his feet, turns across the 40, and he gets out near the 42. That's a gain of about 14 yards. And what initially looked like maybe a 3 or 4 yard gain, but boy, Douglas kept it churning along, taking a couple white jerseys with him along the way, and that's a first down run out to the 42-yard line. Douglas had the game-winning catch last week as time expired from Jacobson from 25 yards out as they walked it off in the sub-state game against Beloit 34-30. They send him in motion again. This time they fake it to him. Gebhardt straight up the middle. He's across the 45 and a shoestring tackle by Abram Keim. But not after a good gain on first down across the 45. It'll be a gain of about 6. In the ball at the 48-yard line, so it is second down and 4 yards to go, just shy of midfield. We're under 4.5 minutes to go in the half. Nemaha Central trailing here in the title game to southeast of Saline by a score of 12-7. Left side hash, the ball sits. Man from left to right, that is Evan Watkins. Settles in on the right side of the line. They go to Gebhardt, left side run, big burst, and a whole lot more staying on his feet. He's running through defenders. And he gets all the way inside the 25 to the 22-yard line. He bursts through the middle of the gap there and gained 30 yards. And running through multiple defenders along the way, a huge run for Gebhardt and southeast of Saline in business as they have it just outside the red zone at the 22-yard line. They fake the end around and go right up the middle following his center in Drew Weller. First down and 10 at the 22-yard line of Nemaha Central. Saline trying to add to a 5-point lead. Gebhardt right side run, spun around, and tackled by Mackey, but he swings through his momentum on the spinning tackle down to the 18. Looks like they'll give him the 19-yard line, so officially a gain of 3. But now southeast of Saline officially in the red zone at the 19. 3:20, clock moving second quarter. Trojans leading the Thunder 12-7. Play action here. Jacobson throwing it near sideline, caught near the 10, and out of bounds to Tucker Thaxton. He'll get marked down at the 11 for a gain of 8 yards. And that is a first down throw here to the near sideline. So again, not quite goal to go. Or do they give him the 10? They do. So it is first down and goal at the 10-yard line. Looked like he got pushed back maybe to the 11, but they gave him forward progress. So first down and 10 yards to go. Till the end zone. They go Gebhardt, left side run, and he's tripped up by Mackey down to about the 6 for a gain of 4. Running in between his left tackle and left guard. Second down and goal at the 6. 2:40 to go. Clock moving until the end of the first half, but southeast of Saline trying to add to a 12-7 lead. Left side hash. Saline in the gun. With Jacobson. Now they hand it off to Douglas, end around right side, and he's buried at the 4. Third down and goal coming up. Boy, Mackey is in on these last few plays. Carter Hike as well. Abram Keim also nearby. So they try the end around again, which worked earlier in this drive, but that one just for 2. And third down and goal at the 4. Ball on the far side hash. That is the right side hash as they move from right to left. The last touchdown drive for southeast of Saline, they had to convert 4th and goal at the 1. Now on this drive, they had 3rd and goal at the 4. Two wide receivers left. Now Jacobson rolling that way. They toss it back. Gebhardt's way. Has a couple blocks. Walks into the end zone. Touchdown, Trojans. Beautiful design play there for the Trojans as Jacobson rolled to his left, came back to the right side of the field, and Gebhardt had more blockers out in front than Nemaha Central have defenders. And just like that, 1:42 to go in the half. The Trojans now leading 18-7. They are 0-for-2 on two-point conversions. And let's see what they can do on a third try here. Little end-around play, and that one is walked in by Tucker Thaxton. So another touchdown drive, and the largest lead of the game for Southeast of Saline. They lead it by 13 at 1:42 to go in the half. Trojans leading Nemaha Central 20-7. You're listening to the Class 2A State Championship game here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If you find yourself wondering, but do I really need life insurance? The short answer is yes. But actually, it's no. You don't need it. Your family needs it. The answer may be a bit more personal and includes things like car payments, student loan debt, mortgage protection, or even a farm operating note. No matter where you are in life or what your expenses may be that could be left behind, having life insurance in place to protect your family is a smart move.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. See Kirk Peterson, your local Farm Bureau agent in Seneca.
The guarantees expressed in the standard based on the claims paying ability of Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Drive summary brought to you by Wilson Tire. Southeast of Saline covering 72 yards in just about 3 minutes of work, and they have extended their lead with a 4-yard touchdown pass on a screen play. Jacobson to Gebhardt, 2-point conversion was good, and Saline now with their largest lead of the half. It's 20-7 over Nemaha Central, and now they do a little pooch kick. And Nemaha Central will have good field position here at the 40-yard line as they call the fair catch. But I think now I don't think the whistle was ready. I think we're going to actually tee this one up and re-kick it here. I think they actually called offsides on that kickoff. So now teed up at the 35-yard line. So just the second penalty in the half against Southeast of Saline, and that one on the kickoff. So it's backed up to the 35. They'll re-kick. It is Malachi Hopkins, the junior, who does the kicking duties. Does a little pooch kick again, and it bounces, and it takes a bounce all the way to the 30, and Strothman picks it up and just steps out of bounds right about there. And Nemaha Central will take over with 1:40 to go in the half, trailing this game 20-7. Did they put it down at the 29, or do they give him the 30? Let's see. Thunder really looking for some points here. They will have it at the 29. 71 yards to Pater, 1:40 to go. They have all three of their timeouts. 20-7, Southeast of Saline, late first half. Carter Hike in the gun, Mackey tight end right. Fakes the pass, now drops in and scatters left side for a run across the 35, and buried at about the 37-yard line. Good first down run there for Hike of about 7, maybe 8 yards, depending on the spot. And they give him 8 yards. Second down and 2 yards to go, shy of the Nemaha Central 40. Clock moving at 1:20 to go in the half. Trojans leading the Thunder 20-7. Hike in the gun. Knee-high snap, picks it up from his left side. Standing, looking to throw. Now Tuck, still looking to throw. Leans back, throws it across the middle. It is caught by Strothman into Southeast of Saline territory. Staying on his feet, he gets all the way to the 44-yard line for a gain of 17. And now a late flag comes in, and this might be a personal foul against the Trojans. They might have got a late hit. Strothman refused to go down, and I think they were trying to blow it dead, and then a late body came in a purple jersey and just laid an extra hit. This would be a huge 15-yard penalty if that's the case. It was already a big pass play from the 37 all the way inside the 45. Wow, they call a personal foul against Nemaha Central. Well, not sure there, but that takes away a monstrous play. That's really going to burn Nemaha Central there. So they would have been inside the Trojan 45. Now they're all the way backed up. And head coach Michael Glatzik on the field wondering, what the hey? So the ball's back at the Nemaha Central 42. And again, Coach Glatzik wanting an explanation as he kind of stays on the field for a second. Right now, we got exactly a minute to go, and the clock now is moving again. Thunder get to the ball quickly. First down and 10 after the penalty. Four wide, two to each side. Mackey, the tight end, tucked up right. Quarterback draw, not much. 2 yards, and that's it for Carter Hike. And the clock continues to move, and now we get a timeout. 43 seconds to go in the half. Nemaha Central burns the timeout. It's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for that perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn. It is the perfect timeout snack. Kurt Kilman in studio, Brandon Tamman with you. Thunder, they've not been in this situation all too often over the last few years. Right now they trail by multiple scores. Southeast of Saline 20 and Nemaha Central 7 at 43 seconds to go in the half. We'll go ahead and keep it right here as Nemaha Central is going to be facing second down and 10 at their own 42-yard line. And now they have two timeouts remaining. But the good news for Nemaha Central, they get the ball to start the second half. If they can salvage any kind of points here, whether it's a field goal or a touchdown, considering how the last few drives have gone for Nemaha Central, the last two have been punt and a punt. So this is just their fourth drive of the game. Trojans have dominated time of possession here so far. Second down and 10 after the timeout. Little movement up front, no flag. Hike standing in the gun, now rolling to his right. Now stutters, now wants to take off. Gets by a tackler at the 45, 50, down near the 44. So he gets into Trojan territory. That is a gain of about 11 yards, depending on the spot, and a first down run for Carter Hike. That's going to stop the clock for a second. And Nemaha Central is going to burn that second timeout with 32 seconds left. Trailing this game 20-7. Again, 32 seconds to go in the half. We'll pause for a quick 30. We're back right after this.
Listen up. Special announcement from Smoke and Joe.
This is Smoke and Joe at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, your smoking hot deal headquarters. Fridge not cooling, range not cooking, dishwasher not cleaning. Maybe the washer and dryer need attention. One call solves it all. Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, 336-2008. We can repair or replace. Check out new options in our store or at joemitchellappliance.com. We are authorized servicers. Yes, we service what we sell. We deliver and install. We also remove and dispose of old product. Get your smoking hot deal today at Mitchell Appliance and Sonica.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Out of the timeout, 32 seconds remain in the half. Nemaha Central trailing southeast of Saline 20-7 here in the Class 2A state championship game here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Ball is at the Trojan 44, or correction, 46. First down and 10 here for Nemaha Central. Knee-high snap for Hike. Rolling left. Dumps it that way. It is caught by Strothman. And he's nestled out of bounds inside the 35. He gets to the 33. That's a pitch and catch of 13 yards and a big first down. They get out of bounds and stop the clock at 26 seconds to go. Strothman was crucial last week in the win against Council Grove. He had 5 catches for 60 yards, and he leads the team in receptions, receiving yards, and receiving touchdowns this season. 26 seconds remain in the half, first and 10 at the 33. Hike rolling to his right, now decides to tuck it and run, and he gets nowhere. He's dropped by Weller and also dropped by Killian Vaughn right back to the line of scrimmage. No gain, and the final timeout is utilized by Nemaha Central. So no more timeouts for the Thunder. There's just 20 seconds left in the half, and they have it right now at the Trojans' 33-yard line. Nemaha Central led the game 7-6 at the end of the first quarter. Southeast of Saline, they got the ball first, and they went 64 yards in just over 2 minutes, capped off by Gannon Jacobson, 18-yard run. And then Nemaha Central's opening drive also covered 64 yards, but they took 6 minutes off the clock. And on fourth down and 3 yards to go, it was Carter Hike finding Jack Mackey on a 17-yard little pop pass with that extra point, making it 7-6. But since then, 2 touchdowns here in the second quarter for Southeast of Saline. They got a 1-yard run from Grady Gebhardt on fourth and goal. And then Jacobson on that next drive for him, a 4-yard screen pass to Gebhardt. They are one of three on two-point conversions, and right now a 20-7 Trojans lead. 20 seconds to go in the half. Nemaha Central, second down and 10 at the Trojans 33. Ball near the right side hash. Bell tie snap. Here comes the rush. Eluding the rush. Getting out of the pocket. Running to his left. 30. Trying to make a man miss. Stiff arms a man, and he is brought down. And Nemaha Central wanted a horse collar tackle. Couldn't tell if he got out of bounds. It was a 9-yard run inside the 25 to the 24. And there is a flag on the play. It was an awkward tackle, personal foul, and yes, a horse collar tackle. And that is going to put Nemaha Central, let's see where it officially gets put down at, inside the 15, down to the 12. So now, 10 seconds remain in the half. No timeouts for Nemaha Central. They have it first and 10 at the Saline 12. Boy, this could be a monstrous swing. And Nemaha Central can find the end zone before the half. Here's a chest high snap. Hike in the pocket, rolling to his right, now steps up, and he has to throw it away, and he does so just in time, just 3 seconds left. And let's see if Nemaha Central tries a field goal here with Levi Thomas. Thomas has tried 5 field goal attempts this season. He has hit 3 of them, including one of 46 yards. But again, just 3 seconds on the clock. The ball is at the southeast of Saline 12. And I think Nemaha Central is going to go for this. And they break the huddle. Final play, unless we get a penalty. And now a flag is thrown. Illegal substitution against Nemaha Central. Now, the official couldn't wait to drop that flag. Nemaha Central had lined up. They waited to get set, and he immediately dropped the flag and made the call. So now it goes back to the 17. That is a crucial 5-yard penalty. So the ball at the 17 of southeast of Saline could be the final play, should be the final play in the first half. 20-7, southeast of Saline leading. Final 3 seconds. Here is Hike standing at the 25, across the middle of the field. It's caught and tackled a yard shy of the end zone, and it's going to end up a yard short. And it was Mason Shulions who was tripped up at the 1. He needed 17, and it's a pitch and catch of 16, and that ends the first half. Wow. Well, southeast of Saline, a 20-7 halftime lead here against Nemaha Central in the 2A state championship game. Our halftime show is brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt. Online at highlandcc.edu. Trojans lead it at the half, 20-7. We'll talk about it a little bit more when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Have you ever wondered what a new kitchen, bath, or office would be like, but worried about your budget? Let Hilltop Creations cure your curiosity with free estimates, complete with computerized drawings. To see all the latest options and colors, give them a call. They will come to your location and discuss what features, styles, and colors you would like for a kitchen, bath, or office. To see all the latest options available for you, call Lynn, Gail, or Chris at Hilltop Creations, 785-336-3142.
If your livelihood includes raising livestock, let the staff at Seneca Bayleville Veterinary Services assist you with all of your needs. Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Rottinghouse, and I'm part of a team that has many years' experience in dairy, livestock, and equine production. We offer a full line of products and service both on the farm or in the clinic. To schedule an appointment or take advantage of our 24/7 emergency care, call 336-2456 or 336-6647 and visit with us today.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kirk Hillman in studio, Brandon Tamman with you here in Hutchinson. The Class 2A State Championship game is at the half, and Nemaha Central looking for the three-peat. They're going to have to rally in the second half as southeast of Saline, they lead this game 20-7, and a pretty dominant second quarter for southeast of Saline. Both teams scoring touchdowns on their opening drives of the game. The Trojans, a 64-yard drive just over 2 minutes off the clock. They got an 18-yard run from their quarterback in Gannon Jacobson. And then Nemaha Central's first drive offensively also covered 64 yards, but they took a little bit more time off the clock, 6 minutes roughly. And on a fourth down and three play, a 17-yard pop pass from Carter Hike to Jack Mackey. The extra point after that gave Nemaha Central what has been right now their only lead here in the first half. It was 7-6 Nemaha going into that second quarter. But two drives, two touchdowns for the Trojans. And they did so on a fourth down and goal play at the one-yard line. Grady Gebhardt able to cap off a 55-yard drive, and a unsuccessful two-point try at that point made it 12-7. And then following a Nemaha Central punt, another drive successful for southeast of Saline, but this one covered 72 yards. And it was Jacobson finding Gebhardt on a four-yard screen pass to the opposite side of the field. Nemaha Central was not ready for that play. They had shifted left and tossed it back right. Gebhardt had more blockers than Nemaha Central defenders, and he walked in for the touchdown, and they were finally able to get a two-point conversion on their third try. Again, a 72-yard drive that covered about 3 minutes off the clock, 20-7. And then how about the last drive here before the half? Nemaha Central, they got a little bit of help thanks to a personal foul, horse collar tackle, but they had a chance to potentially get some points on the board before the break. And instead, after a play, they got called for an illegal substitution that put the ball back to the Trojan 17-yard line. And on the final play of the half, Mason Shulions crossed the middle of the field, catching it at about the 5, and he's tripped up at the 1-yard line and a yard shy of finding the end zone. And that is how the first half went, as Nemaha Central looking for the three-peat right now. Again, they are going to have to rally. Southeast of Saline leading this ball game 20-7. More halftime coverage right after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Tired of the paper chase? Simplify your life with Rainbow's e-bill mobile app. View your bill, make payments, and check your Wi-Fi password, all from the palm of your hand. Download Rainbow eBill today from the App Store or Google Play Store and take control of your account like never before. Rainbow Communications, your connection to a brighter future. Visit their website for more information or call Rainbow Communications to learn more about the eBill mobile app at 800-892-0163.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, knows how to help you. Call today and learn about all the different insurance options you have, including auto, home, renters, farm, life, and commercial insurance. Jerry is a lifelong resident of the area, so he is sure to set you up with just the right coverage. Give him a call today for a quote, 785-336-2040. That's Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, 785-336-2040.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Halftime score here at the Class 2A State Championship game in Hutchinson. Right now it's southeast of Saline, leading Nemaha Central 20-7. as our halftime show continues, brought to you by Highland Community College. Kirk Kilman in studio, Brandon Tamman with you. Let's go through some of the first half numbers in this one. Again, Nemaha Central led the game 7-6 at the end of one, but two touchdowns for Southeast of Saline in quarter number two, giving them right now what is a 20-7 lead here at the half. We'll start with Southeast of Saline. Their leading rusher, Grady Gebhardt, 14 carries for 77 yards, and he did have a touchdown run along with his quarterback in Gannon Jacobson. Those two have been very good. Jacobson, 8 carries, 70 yards, and of course that 18-yard run on the first drive in the first half. Jacobson, who's had a very good year throwing the ball, they haven't really had to throw it much, just 3 of 7 passing for 28 yards and a touchdown. Tucker Thaxton has 2 catches for 24 yards, and then Gebhardt, the lone catch for 4 yards that found the end zone in the second quarter. Nemaha Central's Carter Hike, 16 carries for 116 yards, actually 112 yards, beg your pardon, and a long run of 34 yards. And he was also 6 of 9 passing for 51 yards in that touchdown pass to Jack Mackey. 3 catches for Mackey, 28 yards, and that first quarter score. Caleb Strothman, the other 3 catches for Nemaha Central, equaling 23 yards. Some of the team numbers in the first half, both teams with 10 first downs. Rushing yards, 162 for Southeast of Saline, 106 net for Nemaha Central. Passing yards, neither with a ton in that category, 51 yards for Nemaha Central. Southeast of Saline with 28. If you looked at the pregame and all the talk there, you would have been a little bit surprised that the Thunder have outgained the Trojans in the passing department, at least to this point. But again, on the scoreboard, Trojans right now the 13-point lead. Both teams, couple of punts. Neither team has turned it over. Penalty yards, 2 for 10. Nemaha Central, 4 penalties, 42 yards for Southeast of Saline. We have pretty much evened out the time of possession. Possession time right now for Nemaha Central, 12:30. And the possession time for Southeast of Saline, 11:30. Big key in this game right now for Nemaha Central, although they are 2 for 2 on fourth downs, they are 0 for 4. On third down conversions, and the Trojans on the other side, they have been very good, 4 of 6 on third down and 1 of 1 on fourth down. And red zone scoring chances, Nemaha Central 1 for 2 in that category. Southeast of Saline have scored all 3 times they have entered the red zone. Stats in the first half, it's brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton with Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff. Again, our halftime score, Southeast of Saline 20 and Nemaha Central 7. Our coverage of the Class 2A State Championship continues after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, folks. This is Joe at Holthouse Auto House, your full-service dealer in Fairview, Kansas. From getting you your dream ride to all of your service work, we are here to help. We have a full-service shop where every vehicle undergoes a 172-point inspection. At Holthouse Auto House, every vehicle comes with a warranty. No as-is vehicles here. Don't see what you're looking for on our lot or website. Our locator service is all-inclusive. We will go anywhere in the country to find exactly what you want down to the last detail. We'll find it, get it, inspect it, and finance it, and then we can even service it after the sale, all here at Holthouse Auto House in Fairview.
Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
To provide service after the sale at Honeyman Ford in Seneca, they've expanded more service bays, more factory authorized Ford parts, and more Ford factory trained and certified technicians are ready to help you with your maintenance and repair. Let Honeyman Ford in Seneca be the place you buy your next vehicle, and you too can enjoy the results of their expanded services.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
Do you wonder which cattle mineral to use each year? With so many on the market, it can be daunting to choose the perfect mineral that checks all the boxes for your herd's unique needs. At Countryside Feed, they're here to help simplify that process. Their nutrition professionals are happy to work with producers to create a mineral program custom to their herd. Visit their website, countrysidefeed.com, to learn more about their products, their team, and their current mineral promotions. Countryside Feed.
Helmer's Repair in Centralia is your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer. Find great buys on several things you need, like K-Tool hand tools and equipment, Schumacher manual battery chargers, and genuine Timken bearings and seals. They also have Gates belts and hoses. Hydraulic hoses can be custom-built for ag and industrial use.
Don't forget to pick up your Wix and Pro-Tech filters from Elmer's Repair in Centralia, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Once again, our halftime score, it's Nemaha Central trailing southeast of Saline 20-7. Our halftime show continuing here. It's brought to you by Highland Community College. Kirk Kilman in studio, Brandon Tamman with you. We got Jake and Boz up here in the booth. Of course, if you listened to their tailgate pregame show, getting you set. But right now, the Thunder, they're going to have to rally as, again, they trail by 13 at the half to southeast of Saline. Again, they led the game. Thunder did 7-6 at the end of one, but a 14-0 Saline second quarter has them up 20-7. Good news for Nemaha Central, they will get the ball to start the second half. Don't forget, we got two more games coming your way tomorrow here on 92.1 KMZA, the 8-man D2 state championship. Axtell going for their fourth in a row. They take on Victoria. That'll be a 10:30 pregame time with an 11 a.m. kickoff over in Greensburg. Crendon Prophet will have the call on that one. And then the 5 o'clock championship right back here in Hutch at Gowan Stadium in Class 1A. Wade Gershner will have the call for you as the Centralia Panthers, first title game appearance since 2019. They will take on the defending champs in Conway Springs. So we got two more state title games coming your way tomorrow right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Again, our halftime score here in the 2A title game, southeast of Saline 20 and Nemaha Central 7. A final timeout. Second half coverage is coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Blue Valley Trailers is the premier trailer dealer in northeast Kansas with a location in Waterville serving all the Midwest. Stocking trailers from manufacturers like Titan, Sharp, Wilson, H&H, Travelong, and more. Located just a mile from the Titan Trailer Manufacturing Plant in Waterville, Blue Valley Trailers offers some of the best prices in the area. They also carry Titan West cattle equipment and provide Sherco tarp repair or replacement. Don't wait any longer. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
If you find yourself wondering, but do I really need life insurance? The short answer is yes. But actually, it's no. You don't need it. Your family needs it. The answer may be a bit more personal and includes things like car payments, student loan debt, mortgage protection, or even a farm operating note. No matter where you are in life or what your expenses may be that could be left behind, having life insurance in place to protect your family is a smart move.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. See Kirk Peterson, your local Farm Bureau agent in Seneca.
The guarantees expressed in the standard based on the claims paying ability of Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
Listen up. Special announcement from Smoke and Joe.
This is Smoke and Joe at Metro Appliance in Seneca. Your smoking hot deal headquarters. Fridge not cooling, range not cooking, dishwasher not cleaning. Maybe the washer and dryer need attention. One call solves it all. Metro Appliance in Seneca. 336-2008. We can repair or replace. Check out new options in our store or at JoeMitchellAppliance.com. We are authorized servicers. Yes, we service what we sell. We deliver and install. We also remove and dispose of old products. Get your smoking hot deal today at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca.
Have you ever wondered what a new kitchen, bath, or office would be like, but worried about your budget? Let Hilltop Creations cure your curiosity with free estimates, complete with computerized drawings. To see all the latest options and colors, give them a call. They will come to your location and discuss what features, styles, and colors you would like for a kitchen, bath, or office. To see all the latest options available for you, call Lynn, Gail, or Chris at Hilltop Creations, 785-336-3142.
As a small-town veterinarian, I enjoy getting to know each patient and client. Hi, I'm Dr. Rebecca Bowen with Seneca Baileyville Veterinary Services. With over 50 years of combined experience, we are able to provide both quality and affordable care for a large variety of small animal services. To schedule an appointment, call myself or Dr. Sam Roddinghouse at 336-2456 or Dr. Erica Burkett at 336-6647.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, knows how to help you. Call today and learn about all the different insurance options you have, including auto, home, renters, farm, life, and commercial insurance. Jerry is a lifelong resident of the area, so he is sure to set you up with just the right coverage. Give him a call today for a quote, 785-336-2040. That's Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance,
785-336-2040. Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
At Honeyman Ford in Seneca, they've expanded their service base to handle whatever you require, from simple oil changes and maintenance jobs to the most complex services needed. Honeyman Ford has made the investment in buildings and factory Ford trained technicians that make it easier and faster for you. Just one more reason to buy at Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
Do you wonder which cattle mineral to use each year? With so many on the market, it can be daunting to choose the perfect mineral that checks all the boxes for your herd's unique needs. At Countryside Feed, they're here to help simplify that process. Their nutrition professionals are happy to work with producers to create a mineral program custom to their herd. Visit their website, countrysidefeed.com, to learn more about their products, their team, and their current mineral promotions. Countryside Feed.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, for Nemaha Central to capture the third consecutive state championship, they're going to have to rally here in the second half. The Class 2A title game getting set to start the third quarter. Southeast of Saline leading the game 20-7 as we get ready for the start of the second half here. Chilly nights in Hutchinson, Gowan Stadium. Great site, great location for this Class 2A title game. Our second half kickoff, it's brought to you by Bob Schwartz Financial in Silver Lake. Let them help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. So again, Nemaha Central down 20-7 to start the second half. They will get the ball first, and they will operate here in the second half from left to right. Malachi Hopkins will tee it up at the 40-yard line for Southeast of Saline as they will kick it off from right to left. Again, you look at the yardage in the first half. Southeast of Saline rushed for 162 yards and had just 28 passing yards. That's really not quite what they're used to doing. They're a little bit more balanced throughout the course of the year, but they held Nemaha Central to just 106 net yards rushing and 51 passing yards. But again, a 14-0 Saline second quarter has them right now with a 20-7 advantage as we get set to start the second half here in the Class 2A state championship game. Here is Hopkins on the low-lining boot that takes a bounce inside the 30, picked up by Strothman and Nemaha Central. Gets out to about the 31, maybe the 32-yard line, and that is where Nemaha Central will start their opening possession of the third quarter, now trailing this game 20-7. Officially the 32 for Nemaha Central. And Carter Hike in the first half, 112 yards on 16 carries. But outside of that, Seitz and Strothman had a combined three carries for negative 6 yards. Here is Hike. First down run. Not much there. Dancing for two, maybe three, out to the 35. And Southeast of Saline front has been very, very good here tonight. Nemaha's had a couple of big plays in the run game from Hike, but not much outside of that. Second down, 7 yards to go. Ball at the 35-yard line. Man in motion, that's Henick. Near side to far side, they fake it to him. Hike again, just trying to shimmy his way past the line and dances across a couple of tacklers for two, and it's going to bring up a third down play here on the opening drive of the second half. So back-to-back 2-yard carries for Carter Hike. And it's going to bring up third down and 6 yards to go. In Nemaha Central, they were 0 for 4 on third down conversions in the first half, yet they were 2 for 2 on fourth down. And now facing a third down and 6 here on their opening drive of the second half. Southeast of Saline leading the game here 20-7, just over a minute gone by in this third quarter. Mackey, the tight end to the right side of the line with two wide receivers out there. Now Hike throwing and incomplete. Trying to find Strothman in the flat at the 45 and sailed it out of bounds and into the Trojans bench, and now it is fourth down and 6 yards to go. Well, not an ideal start for the Thunder offense, and they're going to have to punt it away here to start the second half. So a three and out, barring a penalty or anything crazy happening, you just never know. We saw Saleem punt one in the first half where Jacobson had it snapped over his head, but he was able to gather and kick it away. And now they're going to run a fake. They snap it to Hike, and it's going to be an option to Thomas, and it is absolutely going nowhere. Well, they tried the trick play. They snapped it to the up man in Hike, who ran an option right to the punter in Levi Thomas, the late pitch, and they're going to lose yardage there, and that is a problem for Nemaha Central, as now southeast of Saline takes over at the Nemaha Central, 34-yard line after the fourth down fake punt goes nowhere. So southeast of Saline, 10:36 to go in the third quarter, leading 20-7, get their first opportunity, moving right to left. Here's the snap to Jacobson. Gebhardt, a right side run, gets outside the numbers, gets by one tackle, lowers the shoulder, and bullies his way all the way inside the 20, and he is down to the 14-yard line for a rumble of 20 yards. Goodness, he hit the truck stick on a defender on the outside and just kept it moving down the far side of the field, and it's inside the 15 to the 13, so officially a gain of 21 yards there for Gebhardt, and the Trojans are in business now at first and 10. Early portions of the second half, but Nemaha Central in trouble of going down by even more. Here's a run play, but Mackey able to get back there quickly. No gain on the play. Might have lost a yard, so a good job there by Mackey. Called his name a lot here on the defensive side in this ball game. So a loss of one on the play. It's going to bring up second down and 11 yards to go, just in between the 14 and the 15-yard line of the Thunder. 20-7, southeast of Saline. Not quite 3 minutes into this second half. They have a chance to add to it here. Man in motion. They give it to the motion man. That is Thaxton, and he is hit, and he is going to get thrown down by the jersey. That was Daniel Childress, who had six tackles for loss coming into this championship game. He adds to that tally there. It's a loss of two, maybe three, and it's back behind the 15 now to the 17. So Nemaha Central's done a good job here on first and second down and now forcing a third down and 13, maybe even 14-yard play here. Again, just inside the red zone here. But two lost plays there, but now a five-wide set here on third and long. Here's Jacobson dancing in the pocket, getting away from one tackler. Staying in the pocket, now rolling near side left, darts it towards the out-of-bounds line, and it's incomplete. He was looking for the running back in Gebhardt at about the five. He did a great job there to at least try to get something close to the first down stick, but the throw was a little bit off target. Now fourth down and 13 yards to go. So again, the ball at the 17, officially fourth and 14. Right now, Saline leading this game 20-7, 8:53 to go in the third. But now they have a decision to make. I assume they go for it here. Now they do have a capable kicker. But here in the state championship game, fourth down and 14, this is a must stop for Nemaha Central, down 20-7. Play action on the reverse, down the middle of the field, tipped and incomplete, and the Thunder get the stop as Strothman bats it away inside the five. Beautifully done defensively, and the Thunder defense hold after giving it up on the fake punt attempt. And southeast of Saline coming up empty on fourth down and long. That pass was inside the five, and Strothman was stride for stride with the receiver in Thaxton. And now Nemaha Central taking over, first down and 10, ball at their own 17-yard line. 8:49 to go in the third quarter. 20-7 is our score. Here is Hike, a right side run, and he is bottled up again, just nowhere to go on the right side of that line. Telling you what, the fronts for the Trojans, they have been a problem for the Thunder line here tonight. It is a gain of one, so they credit a yard there for Hike. Second down and nine at the 18-yard line. 8:25 to go, clock moving third quarter, 2A state championship game here in Hutch, southeast of Saline leading it 20-7 over Nemaha Central. Thunder have it second and nine inside their own 20. 2-by-2 set with Seitz, the running back, sidecar left. They send him out into the flat, throwing it across the middle, and it's incomplete, and a flag comes in. This could be defensive PI. Strothman diving middle of the field at the 30-yard line. And let's see what the official call is here. It was after the play was over. There was some contact on the dive. And still awaiting for the white cap here to make the call. Well, it looks like they've already moved the ball up. So it will be a penalty against Southeast of Saline. Again, I believe it was pass interference. And that moves it up to the 33-yard line. So first down and 10 here for Nemaha Central. And here is a knee-high snap to Hike. Dancing in the pocket, now rolling to his right. Stuttering a little bit, now going reversing field. All the way back to the left. Cuts it up in between the hash marks, and he's able to salvage a few. But good pursuit by the defense of Southeast of Saline. Drew Weller was in on the stop. And it was positive yards. As Hike danced probably 30 or 40 yards to gain about 6 there. Up to the 39-yard line. Second down and 4 coming up. 7:35 to go in the quarter. Clock moving south, 20-7. Southeast of Saline leading here in the 2A state championship game. Ball closer to the left side hash. Thunder operating offensively here in this quarter from left to right. They go 2-by-2 with the tight end Mackey tucked up on the right side of the line. Strothman in motion near side. They fake it to him. No, they give it to him, and he gets nowhere. Gebhardt drills him at the 40, and maybe a yard at best there. But again, the pursuit by the purple jerseys. And yes, both teams rocking purple in their color scheme. This time, Southeast of Saline getting a good stop there, just a gain of 1 on the reverse, and it's 3rd down and 3 at the 40. And Nemaha Central, they have not been good on 3rd down in this game, and now have to convert 3 yards here. 3rd down and 3 at their own 40. They need the 43. Ball near side hash. 2 receivers near side, 2 far side. Hike takes the snap, rolling to his left. He wants to pass. Throwing across his body, and it's caught at midfield. And to the 49, a Southeast of Saline. Strothman, a big 3rd down catch. It's a gain of 11 yards, and the Thunder moving the sticks here and get more opportunities on this drive as they trail this game 20-7. Not quite to the halfway point here in this third quarter of play. Thunder looking for their 3rd consecutive state championship, 4th overall in school history. Southeast of Saline looking for their 2nd title in school history. They won the 3A ship back in 2005. Ball at the 49 of the Trojans. 1st and 10, Nemaha Central. Hike takes a belt high snap, operates and works right side of his line, and gets to about the 47, maybe the 46. Minimal yardage there, but positive to say the least. He'll get 3 to the 46. 2nd down, 7 yards to go. Ball nestled between the 46 and 47-yard line of the Trojans. Nemaha Central trailing by 13, their lone touchdown on their opening drive of the game. But since then, they have gone punts, 3 and outs, punts, and then they tried that fake punt on their opening drive here in the third quarter that was unsuccessful. Here is Hike in the pocket, now rolling to his left. He is being chased. He has to run, gets away from a couple tackles, left sideline, 40, 35, truck sticks a man inside the 30 to the 25-yard line. That could not have felt good for the Southeast of Saline defender that took the brunt of that heat. Down to the 25-yard line. That's a gain of 21. Emphatic there for Carter Hike. Massive, massive play for the Thunder as now they are working it. Ball at the 25 of the Trojans. They trail by 13. Still 5.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Hike settles in, hands at the hips, looks to the far side of the field. Sounds like Nemaha Central has some confusion here on this play, but Hike has it in the pocket, now dancing, scrambling left side, gets away from one, and he's finally dragged down at the 20, maybe down to the 19. So maybe some confusion for Nemaha Central, yet Hike makes something out of nothing, and he gets to the 20 for a gain of 5, and it's going to bring up 2nd down and 5. This is a must need here for Nemaha Central. They got to get some points here on this drive. They trail 20-7. As we are now under 5 minutes to go in this third quarter. Converting on a couple of 3rd downs here on this drive, they'll send a receiver, Camden Schmitz, near side of the field, and then 2 tucked up left side. They fake it to Seitz, another Hike keeper. He is hit at the 19 and driven back quickly. As Grady Gebhardt was in on the stop, a couple other purple jerseys in there as well, Killian Vaughn in on the stop, but forward progress from Hike gets him a yard to the 19. It's third down and four. They need the 15-yard line for the first down. 4:20 clock moving third quarter. Right now, southeast of Saline leading at 20-7. Here in the Class 2A state championship game, Gardner-Edgerton won the 6A title earlier today. Their second straight state championship. They beat Manhattan 36-33. Here's Hike, a left side run inside the 15, turning inside the 10, and he's ripped down at the 5. 14 yards on third and short. Now Thunder have first and goal to go territory now at the 4. Boy, just bouncing his way off tacklers. Looked like the second half last week against Council Grove. And now a chance to get on the board. Here's Hike, hesitating, cuts it back right. He's hit it about the 3 and driven down there. He'll get a yard to about the 3, so second down and goal from there. Left side hash, Hike a little slow to get up, but he's all right. A lengthy drive here for Nemaha Central that started all the way back at their own 17-yard line as they held the Trojans to turn it over on downs. Thunder looking for the first points of the third quarter. They trail 20-7, but knocking on the door. Here's Hike again, hesitating. Right side run, he's in. Touchdown, Nemaha Central. A right side run following his right guard in Hendricks Wall, and that puts it at 20-13. But hold on, there is a penalty marker on the field. A legal formation against Nemaha Central, that is not ideal. So wipe a touchdown off the board and back them up 5-7. And they'll have to try it again. Second down and goal, ball between the 7 and the 8-yard line. So Hike just ran one in, but they call a penalty against the Thunder, so wipe it off the board. 3:05 to go in the third quarter. Southeast of Saline 20, Nemaha Central 7. Class 2A state title game. Penalty just wiped out a touchdown from Carter Hike, and they still need 7 yards on second and goal. They go right back to Hike, straight down the middle, getting inside the 5, trying to get shoved in by his offensive line. A little extra push. I think they stopped it dead. Boy, he got close to the goal line. He got the yardage back on the penalty. Looks like they blew it dead right in between the 2 and the 3. So nestled a little bit closer to the 3-yard line on the far side hash. It's going to bring up third down and goal. 3 yards to go. 2:25 to go. Clock moving in the third. Southeast of Saline leading the game 20-7. Nemaha Central trying to cut into that deficit here. Hike breaks the huddle. Two receivers right side. And then one split out left along with Mackey the tight end. Slot left. With Seitz right side. And right now, Hike looking for the end zone. It is dropped and incomplete. It was Mackey again who looked like he had it secured, and then he kind of spun a 180. And then on the turn, the ball just kind of flew out of his hands. And now it's fourth and goal at the 3. There was hesitation by Hike. I thought he was going to take off with it. And he had it. He zung it right in there to Mackey and had it in his hands, but it is dropped in the end zone. Both teams have now dropped touchdowns in the end zone. Fourth down and goal at the 3. Monster play here late in the third period. Two wide receivers to the right. Here's Carter Hike, right side run, trying to get outside. Now he cuts it up and he's in. Touchdown, Thunder. So on fourth and goal at the 3, the Thunder get a much needed score on a 3-yard touchdown from Carter Hike. And at 1:53 to go in this period, the lead right now for Saline is 20-13. Absolutely needed for Nemaha Central there. And it got a little dicey with fourth and goal, but put it in the trusty hands of Carter Hike, who now has 39 rushing touchdowns this season. And Levi Thomas will try to make it a 6-point game. There's the snap. There's the hold. Kick is on the way, and it hits the upright. No good. So it stays a 7-point game, but the Thunder got a much-needed touchdown there to get it back to within a 7-point affair. 1:53 to go in the third. It is 20-13, southeast of Saline. You're listening to the Class 2A state championship game here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Elmer's Repair in Centralia is your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer. Find great buys on several things you need, like K-Tool hand tools and equipment,
Schumacher manual battery chargers and genuine Timken bearings and seals. They also have Gates belts and hoses. Hydraulic hoses can be custom built for ag and industrial use. Don't forget to pick up your Wix and ProTech filters from Elmer's Repair in Centralia, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, Nemaha Central, a much-needed touchdown drive, and on fourth and goal at the three, Carter Hike gets one in. And it's an 83-yard touchdown drive that takes up a lot of the third quarter time. But the missed extra point keeps the score at 20-13 in favor of Southeast of Saline. Drive summary brought to you by Wilson Tire. Brandon Tam and Kurt Kilman with you here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. As, again, the Thunder getting a much-needed touchdown. First points here in the third quarter, but they still trail by seven. Here's a kickoff return near side of the field across the 40. Ball comes out. It is on the turf, and Nemaha Central comes at the 44-yard line. A huge turnover by the Trojans, and it's picked up by Nemaha Central. It was the up man in Tyler Bramblett, a junior, who has not been called at all in this game. A short kick, and he fumbles it on the return, and Nemaha Central in business down seven late in the third quarter. And a blindside block going against Southeast of Saline as well. That penalty is going to be declined. It is first and 10, Nemaha Central, at the 44-yard line of Southeast of Saline. So the big turnover comes here on a kickoff return by Southeast of Saline, and Nemaha Central jumping right on it. It was Sullivan Haverkamp who recovered the fumble for Nemaha Central. So here comes the Thunder offense right back onto the field after the first turnover of the game. Hike in the gun, sights now in motion. They put him in the flat. Quarterback run here, not much. 2 yards here for Hike. Second down and eight. Ball in between the 42 and the 43 of Southeast of Saline. So after an 83-yard drive was capped off by a Hike 3-yard run on fourth and goal, the Trojans fumble the ensuing kickoff, and the Thunder pouncing on it and have it back here. They only give them one there. Second down and nine at the 43. Thunder moving from left to right, trailing by seven late third quarter. Class 2A state championship game. Now they fake the run. They toss it to Seitz in the flat. He is hit immediately and ridden out of bounds. As that was Gannon Jacobson, the first to get there. That is beautifully done by Jacobson in the secondary position. No gain on that screen pass. And it's third down and nine real quickly. Well, the last thing you want to do if you're Nemaha Central is squander this opportunity after getting that turnover in Trojans territory, but yet just 1 yard on the first two plays. Third down and nine here at the 43. Thunder from left to right, they operate. They go two receivers short side left. They go trips right, hiking the gun by himself. Stands 2 yards in front of the midfield stripe. Takes a belt high snap. Three-step drop, dancing a little bit, still dancing, now working up the middle of the field. He'll get some positive yards, but he's going to be well shy. And now a late flag comes in, and Hike is pointing to his face mask, and this could be against Southeast of Saline. It could be a face mask. We'll see. It was after the tackle on Hike. He got to the 39, and it's going to go against the Trojans. What a monster penalty. It is a face mask, and it's going to take away what would have been about fourth and five. And now automatic first down for Nemaha Central after the penalty. All right, now the Trojans are not in a great spot, except on the scoreboard. They have the lead, but they turn it over on the kickoff. Now they give up 15 on a personal foul face mask. And now Nemaha Central first and 10 at the 24 of Southeast of Saline. And I think we got a timeout on the field. We do. That is the end of the third quarter. So the clock runs out. Nemaha Central, a touchdown and a PAT from tying it up. We got 12 minutes left here in the state championship game. Nemaha Central on the move, but they trail 20-13. We're back in a minute here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Blue Valley Trailers is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas with a location in Waterville serving all the Midwest. Stocking trailers from manufacturers like Titan, Sharp, Wilson, H&H, Travelong, and more.
Located just a mile from the Titan Trailer Manufacturing Plant in Waterville, Blue Valley Trailers offers some of the best prices in the area. They also carry Titan West cattle equipment and provide Sherco tarp repair or replacement. Don't wait any longer. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
If you find yourself wondering, but do I really need life insurance? The short answer is yes. But actually, it's no. You don't need it. Your family needs it. The answer may be a bit more personal and includes things like car payments, student loan debt, mortgage protection, or even a farm operating note. No matter where you are in life or what your expenses may be that could be left behind, having life insurance in place to protect your family is a smart move.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. See Kirk Peterson, your local Farm Bureau agent in Seneca.
The guarantees expressed in this ad are based on the claims paying ability of Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The first play of the fourth quarter is a Nemaha Central touchdown across the middle of the field to Caleb Strothman. They waste little time, 5 seconds into the fourth. And a PAT from tying this game on a 24-yard pass from Carter Hike to Caleb Strothman. What a second half here for Nemaha Central, and Levi Thomas, who missed his last extra point, can tie it up here if he puts it through the uprights. There's a high snap. It's put down. Kick is on the way. Taking its time. But this one is good. 11:55 to go in the game. The Thunder have outscored the Trojans 13-0 here in the second half. And we got a deadlock tie. It's 20-20. We're back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Listen up. Special announcement from Smoke and Joe.
This is Smoke and Joe at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, your smoking hot deal headquarters. Fridge not cooling, range not cooking, dishwasher not cleaning. Maybe the washer and dryer need attention. One call solves it all. Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, 336-2008. We can repair or replace. Check out new options in our store or at joemitchellappliance.com. We are authorized servicers. Yes, we service what we sell. We deliver and install. We also remove and dispose of old products. Get your smoking hot deal today at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, how about Nemaha Central here in the second half? They have gotten right back into this thing to tie it up. A 24-yard touchdown pass from Carter Hike to Caleb Strothman. The extra point ties it up at 20 apiece as we have 11:55 to go in the game. Kirk Hillman in studio, Brandon Tabman with you. They take advantage of the kickoff fumble by Southeast of Saline after the first touchdown of the third quarter. And another short kick. And boy, Southeast of Saline, they have to jump on that quick before turning it over again. But they will have the ball at pretty good field position here at the 43-yard line. So Nemaha Central, after failing on a fake punt attempt, have had two long touchdown drives and have tied this game at 20 apiece with 11:54 to go in the game. State championship is on the line. Let's see how the Trojans battle back here. Here is the snap. Gebhardt the run, left side. Keim in there, hits him quickly. He'll cross the 45 and forward progress to the 46 for a gain of 3. So second down and 7 for the Trojans. What is now a 20-20 tie here, early portions of the fourth quarter. So this is only the second possession offensively in the second half for the Trojans, because their lone one after they stopped Nemaha Central's fake punt, they ended up turning it over on downs in Nemaha Central territory. And then the Thunder have had back-to-back touchdown possessions, and now a big run up the middle. The ball's on the turf again, and Nemaha Central's got it at the 44-yard line. A quarterback keeper by Jacobson. He had well enough for the first down. And another crucial turnover by the Trojans. And Nemaha Central takes over in a tie game with just over 11 minutes to go. My goodness. Back-to-back fumbles by the Trojans. And now Nemaha Central with the ball in a tie game. Still 11:12 to go. There's a ton of time. But Nemaha Central has all the momentum right now as they take over at their own 44-yard line. Goodness. So here's Carter Hike right back to it. A chance to give Nemaha Central the lead here in the fourth quarter. Takes the snap. Can't get away from the shoestring tackle there. as Bryson Lippold, the junior linebacker, the shoestring tackle, but 2 yards for Carter Hike to the 46. It's going to bring up second down and 8 yards to go. So multiple lost fumbles here in the second half for Southeast of Saline. And what was a 20-7 lead for the Trojans at the half is now a 20-20 tie, with Nemaha Central now moving it from right to left with just over a minute gone by in this fourth and final quarter. A rare bunch set here for Nemaha Central. Strothman in motion. They fake the toss to him. Hike keeps it himself. Gets to midfield into Trojan territory down to the 47. It'll be shy of the first down by about a yard or two. It depends on the spot. And it looks like it will be a yard and a half, maybe 2 yards shy. So a gain of about 6 there for Carter Hike. They got to convert here. Third down and 2 yards to go, but right now in Trojan territory at the 47. So a Jacobson fumble on a quarterback keeper after he had gathered up a first down into Nemaha Central territory. And also a fumble on a kickoff return as well. Sights to the right side of Hike. Now he moves a step in front of Hike. He will follow Sights. Right side pushing, firing, and fighting for a first down inside the 45. He will get down to about the 42 for a gain of 5 and a first down run for Nemaha Central, trying to break a 20-20 tie here in the fourth quarter. Clock is on the move at 9:35. This was a 20-7 Southeast of Saline lead at the half, but a 13-0 advantage so far for Nemaha Central has it tied up here in the early portions of the fourth quarter, and right now driving after the fumble by Jacobson just a moment ago. Ball at the 42-yard line, right side hash, trips left, sights to the right, and they go Hike again, right side run, flag comes in late after a gain of about 4, and this could be coming back. Haven't been a ton of penalties in this game. Nemaha had 3 in the first half. And it is a spot foul hold against Nemaha Central. So take a short yardage play away from Carter Hike, and that's going to take them back into their own territory at the 48. So now it turns into first down and long. So we've seen both teams fight from behind the sticks at points in this game, and now Nemaha Central is going to have to do so here. First down and 20, back to their 48 after the hold. Game is tied at 20. 2A state title on the line. We are under 9 minutes to go. Clock moving in this final period. Same formation, trips left, knee-high snap. They fake the run. Now tucking and running is Carter Hike, and he can't get away, and he's able to muscle his way somehow for a couple. And he does get back across midfield to about the 48. That play was going nowhere, but just the strength alone of Carter Hike, able to salvage 4 yards. It'll bring up second down and 16 at the Trojan 48-yard line. Clock still moving south, now at 8:20. 20-20 tie here in the state championship game in the fourth quarter. With possessions now at a premium. Still second down, 16 yards to go, a big hold penalty. Move Nemaha Central back just a moment ago. Left side hash, the ball sits at the 48. Two receivers tucked up left, trips right, 3-by-2. Hike in the gun, has some time, only a 4-man rush. Now here comes a late rusher across the middle of the field. It is caught inside the 35, and that is near a first down. It is Jaden Seitz, the running back, who makes the catch. He's going to be a yard shy, it appears. They needed 16. It looks like he got 15 yards. But that is a huge play to set up a very manageable third down here. So from second and 16 to third and 1 on the pitch and catch by Hike to Sights. Ball this time on the right side hash. Third down and 1 inside the Trojans 35. 7:20 to go. Clock moving in the game. We're tied at 20, and now a whistle and a flag. That is a monster false start penalty, and that now makes it third down and 6. So that is a crucial penalty for Nemaha Central there, and that'll drop him back to the 38-yard line. So from 3rd and 1 to 3rd and 6, a 20-20 tie here with just over 7 minutes to go in the game. Class 2A state title on the line. Thunder have outscored the Trojans 13-0 here in the second half. A couple of costly fumbles lost by the Trojans have not helped their cause. Third down and 6 yards to go, 3-by-2 once again, hiking the gun by himself. They spread it out for him. Takes off a right side run. He'll be short. He gets to the 35 for three, but fourth down and two coming up here. Maybe fourth and a short three, depending on the spot. So he is shy of the first down. That false start is crucial now, and it is fourth down and about 3 yards to go as we approach the halfway point of the fourth quarter. 6:25 clock moving. We're tied at 20 here in the state championship game. Nemaha Central facing fourth down and a short three at the 35-yard line of southeast of Saline. Ball is nestled on the right side hash. Lone receiver left, trips right, sights right side of Haiku, now rolls to his right. Here comes the rush, throwing across the middle, and Strothman secures the first down at the 30-yard line. A massive pitch and catch on fourth and three. They get a huge five, and they move the sticks to keep the drive alive. What composure by Hike with a man barreling down in his face. It was Bryson Lippold, the junior linebacker, who rushed late, got right in his face, and a chest-directed pass right across the middle of the field and towards the sideline. Again, Strothman for five and a huge first down. So the clock continues to move. We're under 6 minutes. Fresh set of downs for Nemaha Central. We're tied at 20 here in the fourth quarter. Here's Hike up the middle. He's hit initially by Brody Chambers, and a good momentum push there by the line inside the 25 to the 23 for about 7, maybe 8 yards, depending on the spot. So Nemaha Central in control. Both teams have all three of their timeouts. But right now it's a 20-20 tie, 5:20 to go in the game. Clock is moving. Nemaha Central has second down and about 3 yards to go from the 23-yard line. How many close games has Nemaha Central won this year? You go back to Rossville. That was a 31-28 final. They beat Chanute 13-7. They had to score a walk-off touchdown against Osage City a couple of weeks ago. They are battle-tested, trying to take a late lead here in the state championship as Hike, with a right-side run behind his right guard in Hendricks Wall, will get just enough for the first down. He needed three, and he got three and change. So first down and 10 at the Trojans' 20-yard line. That clock is continuing to melt away as we are down to 4:40. Two costly turnovers here in the second half by southeast of Saline, one by their quarterback in Gannon Jacobson after a first down run, which was in Nemaha Central territory, and then one as well on a kickoff after the first touchdown of the second half for Nemaha Central. First and 10 at the 20. Under 4:20 to go in the game. Here's Hike, a left side run. Breaks away from one, but not two. He's trying to, and he fights his way to the 15 for five. So second down and five at the Trojans' 15-yard line. Ball left side hash. Trojans need to buckle down defensively, but this is a hard team to stop in Nemaha Central once you get late into the game. Still 25 seconds on the play clock here. We are down to 3:45 left in the game. We are tied at 20. Nemaha Central, second down and five from the southeast of Saline, 15-yard line. It has been all thunder here in the second half, trying to take a late lead here in the state championship in search of their third consecutive title. Here is Hike again, a right side run. He is drilled by Chambers, all 281 pounds of him. That is a big body, but a positive gain there. He'll be shy of the first down. It'll bring up third down and about two after three there to the 12. So third down and two at the Trojans' 12-yard line. 3:05 to go in the game. Clock continues to move. Once again, both teams still all three of their timeouts. We're deadlocked at 20. Trojans looking for their first title since 2005. That was a 3A variety. Of course, Nemaha Central looking for the three-peat here in 2A and four since 2019. Here's a third and two play. Here's Hike straight up the middle. Does he have enough? The official mark is right about on the stick at the 10. And the far side official says first down, Nemaha Central. Needed two. He got two and a foot. And it's going to be first and goal at the 10-yard line for Nemaha Central as the clock continues to move. It's at 2:35. Well, now if you're southeast of Saline, when do you start burning some timeouts? And how does Nemaha Central want to play this out? Got to get your points, and you got to find the end zone. But right now, all the momentum on the side of Nemaha Central in the all-white jerseys. Play clock down to 13. 2:15 on the game clock. First and goal at the 10. A 20-20 tie here in the state championship game. Hiking the gun, Sights to his right. He'll follow Sights, right side of the line, trying to get outside. He's hit and dropped. No gain on the play. Good pursuit that time by southeast of Saline. It'll bring up second down and goal at the 10. And now I think the Trojans burn that first time out. Okay, so they stop it with 2:01. It'll be second and goal at the 10. But two timeouts remaining here for southeast of Saline. We'll go ahead and keep it right here. That timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack, the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn. It is the perfect timeout snack. Well, you don't need a snack right now because we got one for you. It's the end of this game. 2:01 to go in this Class 2A state championship game. Nemaha Central facing second and goal at the 10-yard line in a 20-20 tie. Nemaha Central trailed this game 20-7 at the half, and their first possession of the third quarter was not a good one. They failed on a fake punt attempt and gave the ball back to southeast of Saline at the Nemaha Central 34, but they turned them over on downs, and since then, two possessions, two touchdowns, and two turnovers have gotten Nemaha Central back into this game. We're tied at 20, 2:01 to go. Here we go, out of the timeout. It is second and goal at the 10. Trojans just burnt their first time out of the half. They got two left. Here is Hike. Takes the snap. Simple run. Stuttering left side. Now cuts it back right. He gets to the 5 for a gain of 5. It's going to bring up third down and goal. And the Trojans will burn their second time out at 1:56 to go in the game. Kirk Hillman in studio. Brandon Tabman with you. Jake and Boz on hand. Appreciate everyone helping out here as we got everyone prepared, not just for this game tonight, but, of course, Centralia and Axtell playing in state championship games tomorrow as well right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. But, again, we got a tight finish brewing. We're 20-20 with a tie up here with just 1:56 to go in the game. The Trojans now burnt back-to-back timeouts, but Nemaha Central facing third and goal at the 5. Back-to-back touchdown drives sandwiched with two straight fumbles by southeast of Saline has allowed the Thunder to get right back into this game, and now they have a chance to take a late lead here as they are fighting for that third consecutive state championship. Here we go out of the timeout. Third down and goal at the 5. Ball closer to the right side hash. Thunder been operating here in the final frame from right to left. Hike in the gun. Mackey the tight end. Sidecar right. Here is that quarterback run. Close to the goal line. Is he in? He is. Touchdown, Nemaha Central. At 1:51 to go in the game, they take a 26-20 lead on southeast of Saline. It's their first lead of the game since the first quarter. And Saline will get the ball back with plenty of time and one timeout. See if the Thunder decide to go for one, or maybe they decide to go for two here. And the Thunder are going to go for two. Monster play here to try to make it an 8-point game at 1:51 to go. Hike takes the snap. Now rolling to his right. He has some room. Cuts it up. Takes a hit. And gets the plus two for Nemaha Central. At 1:51 to go in the game, Thunder leading it 28-20. We'll step aside. Southeast of Saline. One final shot. Come back with us. The 30-second timeout. We're back right after this.
Have you ever wondered what a new kitchen, bath, or office would be like, but worried about your budget? Let Hilltop Creations cure your curiosity with free estimates, complete with computerized drawings. To see all the latest options and colors, give them a call. They will come to your location and discuss what features, styles, and colors you would like for a kitchen, bath, or office. To see all the latest options available for you, call Lynn, Gail, or Chris at Hilltop Creations, 785-336-3142.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Nemaha Central, a 1:51 from their third consecutive state championship. A 56-yard touchdown drive capped off by Carter Hike. Why not? A 5-yard run. And then a 2-point conversion has now given the Thunder their first lead since the first quarter. Thunder 28, Trojans 20. A minute 51 left in this title game, and the Trojans are going to get it back, and they have one timeout, 1:51. That's a lot of time. Here's a crucial kickoff here for Levi Thomas. He has it teed up at the 40 from right to left, and he will squib this near side, and it is rested upon by Southeast of Saline at the 40. They need a touchdown and a two-point conversion. They have a minute 50 to go and one timeout. 60 yards they need to cover. Nemaha Central, a defensive stop from another state championship. First down and 10. Southeast of Saline at their own 40. They move it here from left to right. Here is Jacobson. Play action. They want to dump down the screen to Gebhardt. He makes a man miss. 45. And down the sideline he goes into Nemaha Central territory. He's out at the 38-yard line. And just like that, a screen pass for 22 yards for Southeast of Saline. They have utilized that screen game multiple times, and Gebhardt got away through a couple of tacklers and stayed up on the sideline. And now first and 10 at the Nemaha Central 38 with 1:41 to go in the game. Thunder trying to hold on. They lead it 28-20. Now they dump it down left side of the field, and far side, I should say, and out of bounds, another first down, or at least close to it, depending on the spot. That was the fullback in Evan Watkins who made that catch, and it is a first down inside the Nemaha Central 30 to the 28. So a minute 37 to go, and they have already covered a good amount of yardage here. Here is Jacobson rolling to his right, throws it. It is caught at the 15, the 10, and near the 5, and out of bounds there. Canyon Douglas, who had the game-winning touchdown last week against Beloit, three plays, and just like that, it is first and goal Southeast of Saline at the 5-yard line with 90 seconds to go in the game. And Nemaha Central again leading right now 28-20. So not only does Saline have to score, they have to get a two-point conversion. Here is Jacobson, right side run, dancing, spun down at the 4 for about 1. That's it. Second down and goal from there, as they've had a big screen pass and a couple of other good pass plays on this drive to cover over 55 yards. Second and goal at the 4. Under 70 seconds remain in the game. Here's Jacobson, left side. He is looking to pass. He is hit and gets away from a tackle. He's at the 10, cuts it up at the 5, spins. He's near the goal line. He is in. Touchdown, Southeast of Saline. Jacobson doing it all himself there, and at 57 seconds to go in the game, the Trojans are a two-point try away from tying this game. Boy, it looked like for a second Jacobson was going to be sacked at about the 11-yard line, and he gets away and made a whole lot of something out of nothing. And now it's a 28-26 game. Here is the important two-point conversion try, but Nemaha Central is going to talk it over. They burn a timeout. A timeout on the field. A huge two-point conversion try is on the way. Stick with us. We're back in 30 here on KMZA.
If your livelihood includes raising livestock, let the staff at Seneca Baileyville Veterinary Services assist you with all of your needs. Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Rottinghouse, and I'm part of a team that has many years' experience in dairy, livestock, and equine production. We offer a full line of products and service both on the farm or in the clinic. To schedule an appointment or take advantage of our 24/7 emergency care, call 336-2456 or 336-6647 and visit with us today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
An absolutely incredible finish down the stretch here for the Class 2A State Championship. Gannon Jacobson, a 4-yard touchdown run for Southeast of Saline, but now they need the 2-point conversion here with under a minute to go in the game. Nemaha Central clinging to a 28-26 lead, and now we get another whistle, and I think now we play a little chess match here between the coaching staffs. After the Thunder took a timeout on the initial 2-point look, Southeast of Saline will burn their final timeout. 28-26 Thunder. This has been a wild second half. It was all Trojans in the first half, really from the second quarter on. Trojans outscored the Thunder 13-0. Or excuse me, 14-0 in the second quarter. Took a 20-7 lead at the half, but since then, Nemaha Central had back-to-back touchdown drives after back-to-back fumbles by the Trojans. And then after Carter Hike scoring a touchdown with just under 2 minutes to go and a two-point conversion to give the Thunder an eight-point lead, southeast of Saline wasted little time, not even a minute, to cover 60 yards. And Jacobson a four-yard run, but still needing the two-point try here. Out of the timeout, here we go. 57 seconds remain in the game. Here is the two-point try. Trojans need it to tie the game. Here is the snap. They go a little bit reverse with it. Tucker Thaxton now tossing to the back of the end zone. Trick play, and we are tied at 28. So they reverse it near side to far side to Tucker Thaxton, who then tossed it to the back of the end zone. And with 57 seconds remaining in the game, we are tied at 28 apiece here in the Class 2A state championship game. Unbelievable. But Nemaha Central going to get the ball back. They got two timeouts and 57 seconds. Don't go anywhere. It has been a wild, wild second half here in Hutch tonight. But credit southeast of Saline. They had their backs against the wall multiple times here in the second half, and they have answered the call each and every time, as they have done all year long. They needed a walk-off touchdown to beat Beloit last week with little time left, and now needing a eight-point play in the final minute here against Nemaha Central, and they get it as well. But the Thunder with under a minute to go and two timeouts left. Any points would ultimately, potentially, win the game. Good fan support by both teams here tonight. A little bit farther of a trek for Nemaha Central fans. Southeast of Saline certainly have a heavy dose here on the near side under the press box where we sit. Here is the kickoff. 28-28 tie with under a minute to go. Hopkins. A left side kick. It bounces at the 30. Someone better get on that. Did Nemaha Central just blow that? They did. And southeast of Saline recovers the ball at the 30-yard line. An absolutely perfectly played kick by Hopkins. Confusion by the back line for the Thunder. And now Nemaha Central in big, big trouble. Wow. So the ball was kicked. It bounced at about the 35, near the 30. And it was behind the upmen for Nemaha Central, and the guys in the back line didn't get up there. And southeast of Saline takes over at the 30-yard line with 55 seconds to go. Well, here's Jacobson. They toss a screen, and it's blown up there. No gain on the play. Mackey read that beautifully. Gebhardt, give him one to the 30, maybe two to the 29. That's generous there. But, oh, boy, things have turned quickly. No timeouts here for southeast of Saline. Here's Jacobson throwing it across the middle. It's incomplete. Stops the clock at 35 seconds to go. Third down and eight at the 29-yard line of Nemaha Central. Again, their kicker is capable. They haven't had a ton of field goal opportunities this year. But they do have someone if they want to try it, depending on what happens with this play here. There's 35 seconds left, a 28-28 tie. Nemaha Central just botched the kickoff there and gave it right back to the Trojans, who now have a chance to win the game. Pistol set, third and eight at the 29 in Nemaha Central. Play action here. Jacobson faking, now rolling to his right, now dumps it, tipped, and it's incomplete. It was a high throw. Douglas got a hand on it, and now quickly it is fourth down and eight at the 29, and I would think the Trojans are going to try to go for it here. Well, if you tried a field goal, it would be well over 40 yards. It'd probably be around 44, 45 yards. And instead, they are going to try to get this first down here. 30 seconds remain in the game. 28-28 tie here in the state championship game. Fourth down and eight at the Nemaha Central 29-yard line. 3-by-2 set. Here is Jacobson, right side, rolling to his right, still rolling to his right, stops on the number 30. Now reversing field all the way back far side, still looking, firing across the middle. It's caught at the 20, breaking a tackle inside the 15, the 10, the 5, front side pylon, touchdown Trojans with 11 seconds remaining in the game. Tucker Thaxton, an incredible play by Gannon Jacobson on fourth down and 8, reversing field multiple times, firing across his body. Thaxton breaking multiple tackles at the 15, angles right to the front side pylon, and it's now 34-28 southeast of Saline with 11 seconds to go in the game. My goodness, they will go for two. Jacobson right side, dumps it, tips. Is it caught? It is. And the two-point conversion is good. And southeast of Saline leads the game 36-28 with 11 seconds to go. Well, the Thunder need a miracle now. An absolutely wild final few minutes of this game. And the Trojans now 11 seconds away from their second state title in school history. We'll step aside for a quick 30. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's KOCHANDCO.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A wild final few minutes of this fourth quarter, and if you're just joining us, southeast of Saline now 11 seconds away from winning the state championship. They just scored a touchdown and a two-point conversion to break a 28-all tie. It is 36-28 Saline with 11 seconds to go in the game as they kick it off from left to right. They will squib it. It bounces at the 25. It's picked up at the 28-yard line, and Height gets to the 35, but just 7 seconds remaining in the game. Literally, you probably got one play. And what do you dial up here if you're Nemaha Central? They'll have it at their own 35. The Thunder need a miracle. After letting it slip away here in the final few minutes, and what appeared to be on their way to a third consecutive state championship, but a 28-20 lead goes by the wayside in the final 90 seconds. And now they trail 36-28 with 7 seconds to go. Hike looking at the play clock, a 5-wide set. What could be the final play of the season? He's hit by Chambers, dumps it down. It's incomplete. There should be a second left on the clock. There is. There was a receiver in the area, so don't think it's going to be intentional grounding, but fortunate he got it off just in time to salvage one more play. There is 7 seconds to go. 1 second to go. 7 seconds came off the clock there, and a timeout is called by Nemaha Central. A wild last few minutes, really this entire second half. It has just been a whirlwind for both sides, and now Nemaha Central needs an absolute miracle with 1 second to go, trailing by 8 at their own 35-yard line. My goodness. Thunder trailed by 13 at the half. It was a 20-7 lead for southeast of Saline. Nemaha Central fought all the way back, had a 28-20 lead with under 2 minutes to go, but a crucial mistake after the Trojans were able to tie it up in the final minute. Nemaha Central was going to get it back with under a minute to go on a tie game. Instead, they turn it over by muffing the kickoff. And southeast of Saline scored the go-ahead touchdown on fourth and long with just 11 seconds to go. Final play of the game, barring a penalty. It is thrown across the middle of the field. Schmitz is hit, dropped at the 46, and that'll do it. The Trojans of Southeast of Saline are your 2024 Class 2A state champions. They defeat Nemaha Central, knock them off the throne as the three-peat is dead. Final score, Trojans 36, Thunder 28, and we'll talk about it after a timeout. Our postgame show is next, brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Southeast of Saline, excuse me, your state champs. We'll talk about it after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show.
Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, knows how to help you. Call today and learn about all the different insurance options you have, including auto, home, renters, farm, life, and commercial insurance. Jerry is a lifelong resident of the area, so he is sure to set you up with just the right coverage. Give him a call today for a quote, 785-336-2040. That's Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance,
785-336-2040. Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
To provide service after the sale at Honeyman Ford in Seneca, they've expanded more service bays, more factory-authorized Ford parts, and more Ford factory-trained and certified technicians are ready to help you with your maintenance and repair. Let Honeyman Ford in Seneca be the place you buy your next vehicle, and you too can enjoy the results of their expanded services.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
Do you wonder which cattle mineral to use each year? With so many on the market, it can be daunting to choose the perfect mineral that checks all the boxes for your herd's unique needs. At Countryside Feed, they're here to help simplify that process. Their nutrition professionals are happy to work with producers to create a mineral program custom to their herd. Visit their website, countrysidefeed.com, to learn more about their products, their team, and their current mineral promotions. Countryside Feed.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, it was an absolutely devastating finish for Nemaha Central in what looked to be, in the final 2 minutes, an opportunity to capture a third consecutive state championship game. Well, some things don't go their way. Southeast of Saline capitalizing, and after leading 28-20 with under 2 minutes to go, Trojans get two touchdowns in the final minute and change, and a costly late turnover for Nemaha Central sandwiched in between there did not help, and the Trojans, after leading by 13 at the half, come back and win it in the final seconds as on a 4th-and-8 play, Gannon Jacobson found Tucker Thaxton on a 29-yard pass with 11 seconds to go. They added a two-point conversion, and it made the score 36-28, and Nemaha Central could not do anything with those final few seconds, and the Thunder three-peat is no more. As Southeast of Saline wins the game in very dramatic fashion, the final again, 36-28. Again, Kurt Kilman in studio, Brandon Tamman with you. Our postgame here again, it is brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, in agricultural real estate. Let's go through some of the stats here in this game. Again, Nemaha Central trailed this game 20-7 at the half. They had a 7-6 lead at the end of the first quarter, but it was all Trojans in the second quarter with a couple of touchdowns, and they had a 20-7 lead at the half. But both teams failing on fourth down plays on their opening drives of the third quarter, and then Nemaha Central had back-to-back touchdowns, one from Carter Hike, and then a 24-yard pass from Hike to Strothman. And in the blink of an eye, after a couple of Trojan turnovers, this game was tied at 20-20 going into the fourth quarter of play. And then after a Jacobson fumble at around midfield, a 54-yard drive for Nemaha Central capped by Carter Hike's 5-yard run. And Nemaha Central had all the momentum in the final few minutes, leading 28-20 with under 2 minutes to go in the game. But Jacobson, a 4-yard touchdown run, which capped off a quick 60-yard drive, when they needed it the most. So again, Nemaha Central had a chance to get a stop late, but Jacobson, after a few big pass plays to get them down to goal-to-go scenario, Jacobson, a four-yard run, they got the two and tied the game at 28. Now, Nemaha Central still had about a minute to go in the game, and they were going to get the ball back with a couple of timeouts. Well, Saline, they do a little squib kick from left to right. It bounced around the 35-30, and not sure if a Nemaha Central player was surprised that the ball came up and around their feet, but ultimately Nemaha Central did not jump on the ball. It was a live ball, and Saline beat them to it, and they took over at the 31-yard line. And on a fourth down and eight play from the 29, Jacobson to Tucker Thaxton, a 29-yard walk-off touchdown with 11 seconds to go. They added a two-point conversion, 36-28. Again, the final score, as it was just a gut-wrenching loss for Nemaha Central. Nothing to hang the hat about, because, again, another fantastic season for the Thunder. But, you know, you're going to look back on this one and maybe ask yourself a couple of questions. It was a great game all the way around. So many ebbs and flows. The fourth quarter, absolutely wild. But in the end, just like last week, when Southeast of Saline needed to make a play, they needed it, they got it, and they capitalized. So again, the final score, 36-28, Southeast of Saline, a perfect season as they go 13-0 and capture the state championship. They're first at the 2A classification and they're second in school history. Nemaha Central, a fantastic run. Again, they are 11-2 as they close it out with a runner-up finish here in the classification. Well, let's just go through some of the numbers here for Carter Hike. His junior season ends with statistically 44 carries once again. Just a big night for Carter Hike, 238 yards in the game, actually net 234, and a couple of touchdowns. He completed 12 of 18 passes for 114 yards and a couple of touchdowns as well. Caleb Strothman, six catches for 63 yards, the leading receiver for Nemaha Central. Now on the other side, we'll have our player of the game here in just a moment, but just going through some of the team stats here. Grady Gebhardt, 17 carries for 99 yards and a touchdown. He was great in the screen game as well, three catches, 28 yards, and a touchdown as well. Gannon Jacobson, 8 of 16 passing for 114 yards and two touchdowns, including the game winner to Tucker Thaxton, who ended the night with three catches, 53 yards, and that 29-yard touchdown in the final 11 seconds, which gave Southeast of Saline the win here in Hutch. Some of the team numbers, first downs, 21 for Nemaha Central, 15 for Southeast of Saline. Net rushing yards, 229 for Nemaha Central, 197 for Southeast of Saline. Both teams finishing with 114 passing yards. So total yards, Nemaha Central ran 20 more offensive plays than Southeast of Saline. Thunder ended up with 343 yards. Southeast of Saline, 311 yards. Thunder, 5 of 12 on third down, 4 of 5 on fourth down. Trojans were 4 of 8 on third down and 2 of 3 on fourth down. Boy, time of possession was absolutely dominated in the second half by Nemaha Central. In the game, Nemaha Central had the ball for 32-plus minutes to just 15-plus minutes for Southeast of Saline. But again, on the scoreboard, that's the only number that matters. It is Southeast of Saline again who wins it 36-28 as they capture their second state championship in school history, and the three-peat does not happen here tonight for Nemaha Central. All right, let's get you our player of the game real quick, brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. And it's just so hard in a game like this, not going to lie, but obviously, you know, statistically you look down and see the junior season end for Carter Hike, 44 carries, 234 yards. He had two touchdowns, and then one of his better passing games of the season as well, 12 of 18 for 114 yards and a couple of touchdowns. So Carter Hike, again, our player of the game in a losing effort, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Well, it's just an unfortunate way to end things for Nemaha Central, another incredible season, but this time in the final few minutes, they cough up a 28-20 lead in the final 2 minutes. And Southeast of Saline rallies in dramatic fashion to capture the state championship. Final score, Southeast of Saline 36 and Nemaha Central 28. Coming up tomorrow, of course, we got two more state championship games here on 92.1 KMCA, starting at 11 a.m., 10:30 pregame for Axtell. They are looking for the four-peat and eight-man D2. Crendon Prophet with the call in Greensburg as they take on Victoria. And then right back here in Hutch, Wade Gershner will be here as the Centralia Panthers take on the defending champs in Conway Springs. That'll be 4:30 for pregame and the kickoff at 5. Thanks again for joining us, all of our sponsors, Kirk Kilman in studio. It's been a ride, certainly, but it comes up short for Nemaha Central in the state championship game. Final score, one final time. Southeast of Saline, 36, Nemaha Central, 28. For Kirk Kilman, Jake and Boz, everyone involved, thanks again for listening, and stay tuned for more high school football tomorrow here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.